You're listening to a Ragnarok actual play. If you like what you hear and you want to share your thoughts with us, you can follow us on Twitter at Ragnarok, like us on Facebook at www.facebook.com/Ragnarok, email us at info@ragnarok.com, leave us a voicemail at 516-362-6373, or comment on our website. Ragnarok is also available through iTunes, so be sure to check us out there as well. Thank you for listening, and enjoy the game.
I said I wasn't ready, Ed.
I'm sorry.
I turned off my phone.
Okay.
I specifically said I wasn't ready.
I specifically didn't listen to you.
Because his parents doesn't love him at this time.
All right, everybody. Hi, and welcome to another Ragnarok actual play.
I believe that.
Today, we'll be playing the third part of our
one shot, part three.
Have we ever had a non-fiasco true one shot?
I don't think so.
The Dark Choir.
Yeah, that was one shot.
All of my
Call of Cthulhu one shots are one shots.
All of the No Way Squad games are one shots.
Okay. Well, I mean, No Way Squad. You know what I mean?
The Cthulhu Dark games I've ran have been one shots.
It's hard to not make those one shots.
All right, so we will be playing the third part of The Big Break. This is the Call of Cthulhu.
Well, if you didn't make it so fucking complicated, then we would have gotten it done in one go. In one go.
Look, there's the door. We're out.
It's October.
This is probably it's unless we wait a whole year. It's not October.
We wait till release the last part until next year on Halloween.
You've waited a whole year.
It's
Spooktober.
It's always spooky somewhere.
Funny because in the Bradshaw's Opus game, you said something about being spook September or spook December, because we actually didn't record that during when we thought we were doing. Like,
don't tell them about the magic behind the scenes.
Yeah, you're ruining everything.
Anyway, he said it was December.
All these games are live.
It's recorded before a live studio audience.
This game is happening. This game is happening always as you're listening to it.
So if you call now, you can change the ending.
That's the magic of radio.
Call us now.
What
we say next.
I am Ed. I will be playing. I will be the keeper of this game.
Wait, my phone's ringing.
I am playing Taichi Nakamura, an artist and former Yakuza member.
I'm Eric. I used to be playing Curtis, but he got 8. So now...
By me!
Now I'm Python.
He's not necessarily it yet. He got cut up for food.
No, I ate him.
James ate a little bit of
him. I did say I ate him while we were cutting him up.
Yeah. A little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
There's still some of him left.
Oh, there's plenty of him left. I just had a bit of his face. It was delicious.
Now I'm Python. He's Guy.
He's got to keep his ass.
Now I'm going to eat you. Like.
Python is our man with the plan. And I'm Ryan, and I'm going to be playing Liam Malone. Everybody knows him as Mug, because he's ugly.
And he also has a key up his ass.
And he also has a key up his
ass.
He's
a little butthurt, because he had to put a key in his butt.
Python has a southern accent, but you should always forget to do it.
Yeah.
And then did I call you Derek?
That's okay, Eric. I'll do the southern accent for you. Don't worry about it.
Python has a southern accent, but you should always forget to do it, and then go back and be like, oh shit, he has a southern accent. And then start doing the southern accent.
Okay.
That's the drawback of playing with Eric and Derek. It was even worse when you were both playing clerics.
We haven't done that lately.
Speaking of Derek,
Derek here playing Mickey Maguire.
A new addition
to this one shot.
The college
kid gone bad.
Is he small and wiry so we can call him Mickey the Mouse?
Yes.
Yay.
My name's Vincenzo Gambino. You know who I am. All right, move on.
I'm playing Garrett, his roommate.
And now partner.
Oh, wow.
We're trapped in a...
Hey, listen, I'm not... I don't go that way. I'm sorry, but...
Why do you always take these things the wrong way? You know what I'm trying to say. Why do you gotta take it that way?
Partner in cannibalism.
We're flesh brothers. We're eating flesh together.
That's messed up.
So let's just go over and see what you guys remember about.
If anything
game.
Is a euphemism for homosexuality, it's we're flesh brothers.
So let's go over what happened last two games.
I died.
We touched each other in these private spots.
James at people.
I ate people.
Okay. Why did you get a little more specific than
that? Why did you eat people?
Because I
he went crazy. Now he's a fucking cannibal.
Well, I didn't know it was. I had a weird hungering for meat, and the only meat they had in the fridge.
Okay, so where are you? Why are you here? What are you? What are
we're in prison because we signed up for a special prison where we would get medical tests done on us in exchange for better treatment.
And creature comforts.
And we went there, and the prison's underwater, and we don't get better treatment, but they do medical tests on us, and it turns out they're actually injecting us with microscopic parasites that are going to grow up and take over our bodies and turn us into horrible, chitinous, mind-slaved things that they're going to use as super soldiers to kill the Japs and the Krauts in World War II. And we found out, and now we're trying to escape because Python over here can drive a submarine, so we're going to try to, when the submarine docks, we're going to have to get onto it and run away. But James and Meyer already got keys, but they're pretending to be guards because they kind of got captured a bit.
That's hot!
No, we didn't. We escaped that baby.
You guys made a good decision.
Yes. We made a great day.
So
we found out everything.
They went up to the James had the idea to fake sick and to go up to the clinic, and they accidentally angered the doctor, Dr. Daisy McHenry, who
bow.
Yeah. Who
Birdo.
Who was
Birdo.
Basically Birdo. Birdo. Who is basically she was patient zero, and she is now the furthest along in her transformation, and
she shoots eggs out her mouth.
Because you guys were unmasked as you know, because you guys knew their secrets, they decided that they were gonna kill you, but you escaped. Pretended to be guards. And, you've been hiding in the boiler room.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
It's worked out so far. We had that one guy who had no idea we were in there.
Yeah, there was that one janitor. And then you got into a fight with one guard and you killed him.
Yeah.
Because of all of the stress of your ordeals, Meyer is almost dead.
He got to sleep for a bit.
I'm halfway to death.
Garrett is halfway to death.
And I'm halfway to not insane.
Vincenzo is a cannibal.
Mm. I'm a little closer to death than Meyer.
Yes, you had an insanity, spout of insanity, and tried to peel your skin off. Landed yourself in the infirmary where you were promptly cut up by a guard and James pretending to be a guard.
Mm. And then I ate your face.
How was it?
It was delicious.
I
can't wait to eat the rest of you. I have a little doggy bag in my pocket.
I've changed my mind. I want to stay in the hole.
Probably should.
Change my mind. I want to be shot.
Your current plan
you probably don't, because
is
probably
to get
gonna
Shade the graffiti artist.
Destroy this place where I get
to
here.
Rile up the white people with his graffiti.
We got the white people to kill one of the black people.
Right, you got
Dwayne killed in the shower.
You got Dwayne killed by, I think we called him Axel, I don't remember.
Right.
The big biker guy. The big biker redneck killed Dwayne, so now all the black people are mad.
Right, and
the white
Shades
people are mad.
Is going to graffiti the mess hall so that saying something derogatory about the white people.
Right.
So when they come in, the white people's is going to think it was the black people's, and then it's going to start a race riot.
Exactly.
Oh, you honky,
it's ingenious race baiting!
So, so you guys are trying to start a
race
riot, and in the meantime, Vincenzo and Garrett are going to make the boiler blow up to distract Warden Stanton Burgess.
Who is in league with some kind of a dark creature from another plane,
yes.
Who is...
You found his notes.
I would know that name.
On Project Apex.
Apex.
And essentially what you said before, Apex. Alex. Project Apex, Stanton Burgess is in charge of. Dr. Daisy McHenry has been testing this, microscopic organisms and turning people into these monsters.
James.
To make them into super soldiers. And you know that they are all connected psychically to a creature that is bound to Stanton Burgess.
Is it Azathoth?
It's some kind of unspeakable horror from beyond time and space.
I hope it's not Azathoth.
I don't give a
fuck. And it wants us to all have its babies.
I just want to have its babies.
And speaking of Stanton Burgess, I'm going to add a little something to your backstory just to work.
So that means we're going to be on a part four if he's adding things then.
No.
No, we're just fine-tuning for a dovetail. Go ahead.
So, you...
You were a dove?
...were put in solitary for refusing to go through testing.
Right.
However, they figured they weren't going to... They didn't really care that you said no, and they were going to force you to go through the testing anyway.
Mm-hmm.
And there's a more cruel way to apply one of these creatures to you, and that's to take a larger grown creature and have it burrow into your skin.
Oh, that's okay. Nice.
And any time they've attempted, the creature won't go to you.
Mm.
And any time they try to... and they can't inject... For some reason, your body just won't accept... But instead of, like most people who reject and die, your body just gets rid of the serum.
Okay.
So...
He miscarries?
Like, spell it in some way?
Yeah. So...
He's got the antibodies we need to cure ourselves.
Warden Burgess is keeping you in a locked... Basically a locked cell in his apartments.
Okay. I'm a scientific
anomaly.
He went
to his apartment. Yes. He didn't see him.
Yeah, we went through
his apartment. You didn't go into his apartment. You went through his office.
Good job, James.
Sorry, I didn't see him in there, so I didn't go in.
All right, so that's pretty much it.
Well, we're going to go in there anyway to kill him, so...
Yeah.
All right, so we'll start with you, with you, Derek.
Okay.
That's a big...
As has happened before, Warden Burgess... walks in and there's a big big set of bars between you and him.
Time for your daily
and
testing. He tickles you with a feather.
He walks in and he's holding a small, you know, like carrying like a pet carrier.
Hello, Mr. McGuire.
Warden Burgess is a small, a short man, horseshoe hair, black hair. He's got beady eyes, a big nose, kind of big ears.
Okay.
He's wearing a suit. Mr. McGuire, good morning. How are you this morning?
Haven't we gotten tired of this yet? I mean, really, I mean, I've been here and things... I mean, are you guys going to kill me or what? Because this is just the...
No... No, I'm not going to kill you. Not now, not ever. You see, you said no to me, Mr. McGuire. Nobody says no to me.
No.
Because saying no to me is saying no to Uncle Sam.
What you're doing here is a bastardization of science. I have said this before, and I've told you that I don't believe in what you're trying to do. I'm not like some of the people in this place. I know things, I've done things, I've seen things, and I've seen things. Trust me, I've seen things.
I've seen them things.
He starts to put rubber gloves on. You know, Mr. McGuire, you're the reason that this war has gone on as long as it has. People like you. If people were willing to make more sacrifices, we'd have wiped the floor with those craps and japs already.
Crap.
But, you wouldn't know anything about that, would you?
No, because I really had no interest in going.
Reaches into the carrying case and he pulls out, and I'll make you make a sand check for imagine you made the sand check for the first time. You saw.
Okay.
It's a... about a foot long. It's a millipede, more or less, with a brown chitinous carapace and a big circular maw with inlaid teeth. Maybe one of these days it'll bite. And he opens a drawer, drops it in, and pushes it. You know, it's one of those drawers that sort of seals it in.
No, sure. I just back away. I back away because I know what's coming, but at the same time, I'm resigned to the fact that it's happened before.
Right.
You know, so it's like, you know.
The thing crawls towards you and then just stops. Not today.
Well,
but it is not this day.
No.
I guess I'll leave him with you and see.
Oh, good. I'm starting to get a collection of these guys.
Yeah, you look in the corner and there's a pile of millipedes, of, you know, rotted millipedes.
Mm-hmm.
And see if he gets hungry. You know there's no escape, right?
I think if there was, I would be out of here by now. It's kind of my thing.
Well, I wish you luck.
If I were lucky, I wouldn't be here.
Goodbye, Mr. Maguire. He turns around and walks out. All right.
Man, you have the shittiest of all.
It's all right, I'll take it.
God presses Y.
Why does God do such things?
It's the morning.
There is no God. Life is meaningless.
Well, I thought that night we were going to go and off the warden.
Oh, you want to... Okay. So then...
I think we're going to sneak into his
bedroom. I'll retcon and say that that happened before you went to bed.
Hey.
Derek. That happened at night.
That's fair. Right, yeah, because they'll see in the morning, because maybe, you know, who knows.
So he leaves. See you in the morning, Mr. Maguire. And he walks out.
Oh, yeah, we were definitely going to kill him.
Yeah.
All right, so God presses Y. It's nighttime. You're in the boiler room.
Hey, you think it's night yet?
I don't know.
But I thought you were keeping track of the time. Yeah, it's I thought that was your thing.
I'm talking about.
Right, I'm gonna open the door.
Okay.
I don't give a shit.
All right, I'm like, I open the door and I listen out.
Make me a listen check.
25 out of 50.
Okay. And make me a, a sneak check to open the door without being spotted.
Okay. 36 out of 65.
All right. So, it's quiet.
Is that Will peeing into a fountain?
You hear, and you hear a single set of footsteps statue. Walking away from the boiler room.
Hey, buddy. Coast is clear. You want to do our nightly rounds?
Yeah, that sounds like a good plan. I haven't killed anybody since like a couple hours before ago.
Oh yeah, that's right. We had the dead guard stuffed in there. It smells awful.
You guys got nothing to rescue you.
Wait, it smells good for you.
It smells good.
You guys killed some guards, and you're masquerading as guards at this
point. Yes.
Yeah.
We've killed a couple of guards.
It hasn't come up for some reason.
You killed two guards.
Just checking.
You killed one.
He was a couple.
Yeah, you killed one and then incinerated him, and then you killed the other one and left him in the boiler.
So just for the point, so I can use this for reference. Who would I know?
Me, Ryan, and Eric.
Well, okay. Eric's dead. Oh yeah.
Eric's new character's been there too.
Okay, so I would.
You might not know Ryan or Alex.
I figured we'd been there for a few years.
Yeah, we've been there for a while.
Oh, a few years. Okay.
Yeah. I've been there for two.
They're the veterans. We're the rookies.
So okay.
I figured at least like 5 years.
Yeah. So then you know that he's a legend. Mickey Maguire, the guy who said no, he disappeared and was never heard from again.
He's dead.
But there's talks of that you can hear him screaming in the middle of the night. No.
No, there's not.
I was kidding.
We don't talk about things like that in this prison.
I'm sorry.
Man, when we get out of here, I'm going to be in a weird sleep schedule. That's going to be a pain in the ass.
Hey, you'll get used to it. I just got to get out of here first.
Will I?
So where are you guys headed?
Lots of stuff. Like new foods.
All right, so we need the warden's keys.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to head over to his office.
Alright, so both of you make me a sneak check, or you can make a disguise check to look like guards that know what they're doing.
Yeah.
37 out of 65 for either.
Competent guard skill?
Quick, look competent!
Control. I'm gonna walk back and forth in one line.
Rubble.
I'm going to, wow. Well, I can do anything. I got a 2.
Okay.
And that's what Andy Dufresne.
I was just looking at what's the best skill, and I looked at my...
God, be able to put the hottest screw in Joe Bang.
Yeah, wasn't bad. I got a 2, so it was pretty good.
All right, so you guys have been making this trip enough that you know the way that you work with walk with purpose right to the elevator. You even pass by a guard who just nods at you. Mm-hmm. And keeps going, and you get to the elevator.
And we just go to the
you get in.
Level.
You know, you open the gates. You put your keys in. You turn them, and you hit.
You know what's good about this? We don't have to hide these keys in our butts.
You hit
what
W.
What kind of idiots would hide a key in their butt?
You hit the W button.
So this is how it's going to work. You put the pillow of the guy's head, and I'll keep stabbing until he doesn't move anymore.
Sounds like a plan. Not the first time I've executed somebody in that way, but it's effective.
Well, we're just going to do bullets. It's going to make sound.
Well, yeah.
Okay. So...
I bet this is going to go flawlessly.
Oh, totally.
You get up to the apartments. You get up to his office, and... The two oak doors that you peeked through earlier, James, are there. You know, you peeked through the keyhole the night before.
No, I peeked through again, see if there's anybody on the side.
Can you spot him?
Oh, what's that? What's the song people keep whistling?
20 out of 65.
The two songs you've heard the most are "Praise the Lord" and "Pass the Ammunition" and "Grand Old Rag."
I got a 20.
Time is on my side.
Alright, so yeah, you see the same thing that you said. It's
that was a good movie.
It was dark. A good movie.
It's dark, but it just looks like you can't really tell if there's. Well, what did you get?
Almost that. 20 out of 65.
20 out of 65?
Yeah.
Yeah, there's nobody there that you can see. It's just the living room. It's darker.
Somebody's eyes picked in and whistling the song from Bioshock Infinite, even though that wasn't the Bioshock that's underwater.
Okay, I'm gonna pick the lock and open the door.
Alright, make me a lockpick check.
Wait, I should check the keys first. Are the keys on my belt?
Yes.
Okay, I'm gonna use the keys then.
Alright, none of them open the warden's
personal apartment.
Hurry up, I wanna kill something.
33 out of 65.
Alright, you take out your lockpick and open that lock. It clicks open. It's not that hard to do. Yeah. It's a shitty lock.
Get it quietly walked in.
That's the state of art. An art lock. The state of.
It's a state of the art lock, but it, for the time.
Man, you're pretty good at that. That's a state of the art lock.
Yeah, there's a few people that needed to be quieted, and they had locks like these.
In the house I grew up, it didn't even have a door.
It's actually printed right into the metal. State of the art lock.
We should
start a manufacturing company called State of the Art. What is this? I don't know, but it's state of the art. This is a state of the art chair. All
right, so we're gonna sneak in and try to find the warden.
Okay.
Hologram.
So make me a sneak check to sneak through the apartments.
I'm gonna sneak. Sneaky, sneak, sneak.
I got 30 out of 65.
24 out of 60.
Good morning.
Howdy.
Why? I'm gonna eat my nipple.
How are you gonna eat your own nipple?
I'm gonna cut it off and then eat it.
That's pretty self-explanatory, I thought.
I'm wondering if he was gonna like reach down and push it up towards him and bite it off.
I think I've realized why our one shot's going to three parts.
With some fava beans and a nice key.
Well, we rolled. The eternal and we told them our objective, so we're waiting to see what the results are.
Okay. So yeah, you sneak fine.
Okay.
Sneak.
Make me a spot hidden check to.
Alright, 7.
Alright.
I got a 7.
Yeah!
So, a little 7.
It's a very nice apartment. There's two levels.
7. That's
1 out of 100.
There's two levels. It'd
be 2 out of 200. Which so 1 is, out of 100.
That's why you need more than that.
Yeah, because it's a multiplier.
Sure. It's probably like 1 out of 1,000.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
So, all right. So it's the ground floor is the sort of the living room. There, it's very plush and
I don't like that roll.
Art deco-y.
I'm not using that roll, by the way.
Wood paneling, and there's big art on the wall. There's one of those fireplaces.
I'm gonna draw mustaches on all the art.
Okay. There's one of the, there's a fireplace, and you see there's a second floor that's sort of a balcony with stairs leading up to it, and there's a big set of double doors at the top.
Is there windows to the water?
No.
No. Okay.
Well, not in this room. Oh. There is. You know what? Let's say there is. There's one big porthole looking window to the water that looks out into the water.
Mm.
And
we won't be able to see very much.
It's part. Yeah, it's nighttime.
Yeah, you can't see much.
There would probably be like huge floodlights on the outside. Yeah. Otherwise, you wouldn't be able to
see anything at all.
yeah, but the floodlights are off because it's nighttime.
And the real question is, where do they keep the gimp cage?
Is that a starfish?
There's a on the first floor. On the first floor to the right side, there's a door leading to it's not a doorway. It's not a closed door leading to the kitchen. There's a bathroom under the stairs, and all the way on the left side, you see a big iron door.
Talk about them creature comforts, huh?
I'm gonna go to the kitchen. I'm hungry.
Okay.
I gotta look for the bedroom. So I'm gonna check behind what's that big iron door, because big iron door means there's something important inside.
Okay. Make me a lockpick check at minus 30.
Well, I wasn't gonna pick the lock, I was gonna look through. There's a hole or something, right?
No.
See through nothing?
There's no way to look in.
Okay, so I gotta actually open it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Minus 30?
I've been
there for
about 2 years.
No.
No.
I wouldn't even made it with... Nah, I got an 80, 82.
I'm not gonna eat, I'm gonna kill someone on an empty stomach. I'm gonna get some chow before I do.
Alright. So, I can't get this goddamn lock open anyway, so I'm gonna look around some more then.
Okay. I mean, that's basically what you see.
Alright.
Lock moves minus 30? Yeah, that's a 6. I ain't doing that shit.
Well, I gotta find the warden. So you're making yourself a sandwich?
Yeah. What kind of sandwich can I make?
He has olive loaf.
Mm-hmm.
Prosciutto.
Mm-hmm.
Prosciutto. Goat cheese.
Mm-hmm. And goat.
Mm.
Meh.
I'm gonna go for the works then.
Okay.
Mm.
Dijon mustard.
Ooh. That's good.
Find anything good in here?
Oh, yeah. It's a good sandwich. I'd offer to you, but it's my sandwich.
He's got a stocked liquor cabinet.
Well,
I gotta help myself to two fingers of scotch.
Okay.
Hey. That's celebratory after we kill this guy.
Okay. I put the cup down before I drink
it. Oh, no. He doesn't have a stocked liquor cabinet. He has a wine rack.
It's very...
That's for later when we celebrate.
Okay, I put the glass down.
Mm. Not a single red wine. Vincenzo is very upset.
He is upset. Alright, so you done with that sandwich yet?
Yeah. Don't make me rush on a sandwich, alright?
It's very good.
I'm gonna take my time and enjoy it.
I filled up on that weird jaw meat that we had downstairs. So I'm good for that.
Meat? I mean the people that you ate.
I don't know if it's people, but it's good. So
listen, I ate that too. It's people.
I still got some Curtis left.
You want some Curtis?
Let me tell you something. I ate
Curtis jerky.
That's people, my friend.
Did not.
I would know that taste anywhere.
Ryan, make me not Ryan. James, make me a fast talk check.
Fast talk.
Mario, you can make me a psychology check.
26. Out of 65?
Yeah, I don't have psychology.
Okay.
I have 5 in it.
5.
Okay, so yeah.
I guess I wasn't really trying to bullshit him. Right.
Well, you said I didn't know that.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, which is a lie. All right, yeah, so, all right. I didn't think that was actually a conversation we were having.
Well, now you know.
And knowing is half the battle.
G.I. All right. So, let's go find this warden. We gotta find his keys, and we gotta silence him.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so we're going to look around for the wardens.
Let's put a new hole in his face.
How about several new holes?
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know math so well.
I don't math so well.
All right, so just do this motion several times to his face with the pointy end out.
I know what I'm doing. It's not my first rodeo.
I'm just checking. All right, so we're going to look for the warden now, which is what we've been looking for.
I'm sure you want to stab the guy with something else. Your dick. Because you get
all right, so,
get it?
Yeah, I get it.
I mean, basically, you see what not I described. Really the you see what I described. There's a living room. There's a kitchen. The iron door. Mm-hmm. Bathroom under the.
What about in the loft?
Up in the loft is a set of double doors.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do you want to go through the double doors?
Well, there's no other option, is it?
Yeah, let's sneak through the double doors.
Okay. Lock pick.
Oh, that's okay. 12 out of
good. Okay. So you pick the lock. Yeah. Make me a sneak check.
Oh. 28.
Reusable air.
I got a 58 out of 65. Not my best.
Okay. Yeah. So you sneak up on him.
Is he sleeping?
He's sleeping like a baby.
Put a pillow on his face.
All right. I'm gonna put a pillow on him.
All right. So, if you're going to put a pillow over his face, he's going to wake up. So,
all right.
Let's see. Meyer. Okay, so he goes, you know what? His dex is 12, so he goes after you anyway. So
it would be a grapple check between James and the guy.
Yes. So, James, make a grapple check. And don't fail.
Fail.
How's your
Meyer,
grapple?
Make a stabbing check.
My grapple is at 25.
Uh-oh.
But my... Well, fist and my strength are pretty good. But
how's your knife?
My knife. I have club. No, I got a 1 out of 25.
Good job.
Damn.
I got a.
Oh, 4. It's not a 1.
I got a 44 out of 45.
Okay. So you stab him.
Yeah.
Roll for damage.
Okay. 1d6, 2d6s. 9.
9 damage.
Should have upped my grapple. I didn't think I was going to be grabbing people. I thought I was going to be punching people mostly, so I put it all in fist.
5 and a 4. Bam!
I did fist and a 3 in grapple.
HP so high? It shouldn't be. It's size plus.
Size plus con.
Divided by 2.
Divided by 2.
Okay.
Did you forget to divide?
Mm-hmm.
Or is he just a creature? Who's not?
No, he's just a guy.
Oh, well.
All right, well, a pillow over the face while being stabbed would...
Yeah, that's pretty effective.
That is pretty effective.
He's probably a dead guy now.
Yeah.
But he so, was a guy.
He's dead. So you stab him, and you hear under the pillow muffled screams... Derek, if you want to make a listen check.
I was going to ask if I could do that.
I'm going to keep stabbing him, though.
Because I have...
I'm not going to go for
an iron door, but still.
I'm going for a couple of stabs.
I have good listen skill.
Because you're both on edge, even though this is the sort of thing you've done before, make a sand check for murdering a person.
All right.
47 out of 65.
Fuck, come on. I do this on a daily basis. James, it's my job.
James, take 2.
God damn it. Fucking dice.
I got a 28 out of
75. I'm a hitman. It's my job to silence people.
Maybe you should have taken a little extra roll on hitman.
This is what you get for talking. What have I done?
let's put it this way.
2 is fine. I mean,
let's put it this way. You're on edge. Because of the monsters and everything.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
And...
But he's just a guy.
You know, you...
You didn't know.
Yeah. I failed, so I'll take the two.
You do what you have to do, but that doesn't necessarily mean you always like it.
No.
You probably... You started off, if I remember correctly, with a fairly low sanity anyway.
But I started out with 65 sanity.
Which isn't...
Now I'm at 8.
So that's probably pretty good.
Well, now I'm at 28.
Oh, wow, that's close.
I've become a cannibal. I've had been claustrophobic.
And I failed one sanity check.
So he just starts, like, blood everywhere. He's throwing blood up. He's gurgling.
Like you said.
Well, and he's just stabbing, and there's no more pillow left, so it's just all bloody feathers. Not, I guess
maybe that's why. Maybe that's Stan, because
I guess
you like to do things in a non over the top
right.
way.
Yeah. I mean, this is a bloodbath. You've dropped the TV on somebody's head. You've broken necks. You've garroted people. But this is a bloodbath. Like, you don't like to leave a mess. That's your.
They give those jobs to someone else.
Yeah. That's
they give those jobs to somebody who needs to send a message.
Right.
I usually just quiet people. This is right. a little over.
I mean, your whole job is to not leave a trail.
Yeah, yeah.
Derek, did you pass your listen check?
Oh yeah, 47.65.
All right. So yeah, you hear a ruckus.
Okay.
That sounds like the warden getting murdered.
He must be getting stabbed in the ruckus.
I've only dreamt of that for 2 years.
And then,
I'm sure it's a ruckus. Is it either maybe it's a fracas?
There is the sounds
the rigmarole
of explosions.
What? Wait, we hear explosions?
Yeah, everybody.
What kind of knife?
You guys wake up to the sound of explosions.
Well, shit!
How close was it?
Make me a listen check if you want to try to figure out where it's coming from.
Nope.
Somewhere not good.
I'm too concentrated on Meyer stabbing this guy in the face.
That makes sense.
Nope.
Hey, I critted.
I got 91.
Definitely not.
Where is that?
Eclipse rises doubles.
Right, what is this?
38 out of 45.
That's right.
All right. Well, the explosions seem to be coming from outside of the prison. They seem to be coming from the walls, particularly maybe close to the surface of the water.
That's weird.
So we're not escaping anytime
soon. We're getting depth charged?
That's the only logical thing that could be happening. Either that or somebody's setting up the underwater mines that are probably everywhere.
Why would there be underwater mines everywhere?
To prevent people from coming here.
Make me
here.
A spot hidden check.
I wish there was underwater mines instead.
I wish. God damn it!
What'd you get?
I'm still concentrating on you stabbing this guy.
No, just Meyer and James.
Just Meyer and James.
44 to 60.
Okay.
I got nothing.
Meyer, you noticed that Rolex that the warden was wearing.
Yeah. Is it Rolex now?
Yeah. He had one in the first scene.
Okay.
I remember I was going to say it.
It's odd because it's facing inward.
Mm.
The face is here, and it looks like it's stopped.
I pick up his wrist.
Oh.
I take off his watch.
Oh.
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 That's a weird watch, huh? I showed you.
It's not a good watch. It's not working.
Why do you own a dead watch?
Well, out of character, we know that's not a watch. In character,
I pocket the watch.
Okay,
the pocket watch.
Why don't you put it on?
No thanks. And then I clean my bloody knife on his pillowcase.
I gotta search the body for keys and stuff.
Yeah, you find. Under his pillow. Oh, make a spot hidden check.
Look under his pillow.
No, not even with...
This time I made it.
Not even with...
23 to 65.
Yeah, you find under his pillow, he has...
Was it the same pillow I smothered him with?
No, that other one. Gone. You have... it's two big, like, skeleton keys on a ring.
I think I just got us the keys to the door.
All right, well, I'm going to go downstairs, and I'm going to pour us some celebratory thing.
When is this upcoming?
Celebratory drink.
Sometime in the day.
Yeah. You also
there
felt
coming now. There's explosions.
All right. So as they're I'll get you guys in a second.
All right, well, I'm gonna take the keys and I'm gonna open that iron door that
okay,
I wonder what's
so you
was.
Put one of the keys in and the door opens.
And I'm not gonna whip it open. I'm gonna slowly open it and look inside, see what I see.
You see at the other end of the hall, you see a cell with a 20-something.
Hey, Garrett, there's a guy in here.
I'm trying.
Does he want a drink?
I am suitably surprised at this development.
I gotta open the door all the way. Hey,
you see two guards open the door. One of the you see one guard open the door and he's covered in blood.
You okay in here?
I could ask you the same thing.
What'd you do to deserve this treatment?
I told him no.
That'll do it.
Well, yeah. He said
don't
no.
They know no means no? Good grief.
Why are you covered in blood?
No reason.
Let's play a game of 20 questions. That's the first one.
Was it wine or champagne?
What?
Was it wine? He had wine record. You want a glass of wine?
I'd like to know why you're covered in blood.
That's not 20 questions. Yes or no answer.
Look, I kind of been in this box for a while.
Ask me yes or no questions, I'll answer them. This is how the game works.
Is that your blood?
No.
Do you know whose blood it is?
Yes.
Do I know whose blood it is?
I don't know.
That's not a yes or no answer.
Do you know the warden?
Yes.
Okay, then you do know.
Then yes. You do know whose blood it is.
Okay, I'm... What... Are you telling me you killed the warden?
Yes. You're good at this. You're picking up this really fast.
So, would you like some wine?
Man, Meyer, I hated your character at first, but I'm...
Do I see the pile of dead...
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, God, what the hell is that?
Sanjack.
Yeah.
About
yeah,
that.
You see a massive pile.
Oh, I passed with an 8.
Oh, big rotting pile. You're fine.
And Meyer, could you pour... Oh, no, I have some.
Well, can you pour something in this cup full of stuff? Because I can't do it.
Are you eating those?
No. Would you eat them?
No.
I mean, I'm pretty hungry.
They're not people-shaped enough.
I wouldn't be that hungry.
He doesn't look that delicious. He's kind of skin and bones.
You've pretty much.
A while, right?
And he's smelly. And
oh, yeah.
He's really smelly.
He doesn't smell like good food.
No.
Brown tomatoes.
No, I wouldn't be good eating at all. Hence, these guys haven't really had much say in it either. You've never seen these before?
I've kind of been reading about them.
No, you're supposed to ask the question. Oh, then no. Sorry, it's been a long day. I haven't really slept, really. I just killed a guy. I'm getting off this blood hot.
I think I forgot the rule of 20 question.
So, you said no? No to what?
The warden?
Yeah. Oh, okay.
So
what did he ask you?
Look, okay, it's real simple. I don't know who you are. I don't know how long you've been here, but
oh, we're part of the newbies. We just came in and then we killed some guards and took some their disguises, and then we've been masquerading as guards. We're actually prisoners.
Well, he's not part of the plan, so I guess we're gonna close the door on you again because we're going in the sub and getting out of here. So enjoy the rest of your life.
I just met you.
This is crazy.
I'm
sorry. You're getting out of here.
Yeah. So have a nice day. Here's
right before you close the door. Make a listen. All three of you make a listen check.
Here's
it worked so well.
Yes.
Here's a bottle of wine.
45 out of 60.
That was the original.
You hear the elevator door opening.
Yeah, I'm gonna 13. Go into it and close the door now. We're gonna hide in here with you for a second.
All right.
Yeah, you hear the elevator door opening.
Shh. Wine. He wants wine.
Well, guys, I'm in a box.
Well,
God presses wine.
We've been in a box for 2 days.
All right, so you guys jump awake to sounds of explosions and there's a rocking. You feel the prison vibrate.
What the hell is that?
What? Where is my cell in comparison to theirs?
You're right next door.
Stupid question, but did anyone hear that?
Eric, remember it's cell.
I know. I was going to get to it.
good.
He's 7. Stupid question, but today we get... Oh, wait!
Yeah, I heard that and felt it.
Are they all in cells?
Yeah, that's been the theme of this day. Is the three of us have been locked in prison while the two of them do everything.
Yeah, that's pretty much the extent of my reaction. Yeah, right, I felt that. Uh-huh. I can't do anything about it.
Can we do anything about it? Like, is there any way we can...
You're in jail.
The keys... will the keys open the cells that we have?
Yeah.
Oh, well, in that case...
That would have been good.
That would have been, yeah.
Well, you made... Wait, you didn't know that?
It's been in your ass this whole time.
I thought that was... But what are we going to do? Where are we going to go?
I don't know.
If we wander around... We don't have guard uniforms.
Yeah.
If we wander around at night, we get shot.
That boiler room only fits two people.
Well, where
is that? Two and a half, because we have the one dead guy.
Unless we're going to boil in the... But that's already...
Yeah, no, well, you have keys, you could leave the cells and, I mean...
Go where?
To the kitchen to get some meat.
You could have always asked, you know, James for some security guard clothes.
Well, the plan as we have it now, it's the night before everything's supposed to go down, right?
Yeah.
So you guys are supposed to disable the boiler, and in the morning we're going to aggravate everybody with the graffiti. Do we have to do that?
No, Shades is doing that.
You know what? We did a little bonus. All right, it was an additional objective that we did. It was a side quest.
No, I know. That's fine. But, I mean, I was staying in my cell because I still think them wandering around dressed as prison guards is an insanely bad idea.
Yeah, it's definitely a bad idea. No one said it was a good idea.
Well, what I'm saying is if we hear explosions and the whole fucking place is rocking, then it might change things because I don't want to stay in a sinking underwater base longer than I have to.
Where are we going to go then?
You can join.
I'm having this conversation in character, I guess. where are we going? We don't know where they are.
That's true.
Yeah, we don't know where they are.
We don't have the warden's keys, so we can't get to the elevator. We can't get to the submarine. There is no submarine yet.
So we stick to the plan, then.
We stick to the plan.
All right.
Yep. Unless water starts pouring in, then we'll try to get out.
Water just... finger.
Hey, what's that? Water?
Unless more water than I can stop on one finger starts pouring in.
You guys
in.
Can make me a listen check.
Okay.
It's just.
And now back to the interesting parts.
Nope.
Yep, nope. I failed that.
I failed it too.
In that case, I'm going back to bed.
We all failed it.
Yeah.
All right, God presses Y. And now back to the interesting part of the story.
Wait. We had to sit through Meyer making a sandwich. I'm going to take a shit.
You know what? I'll throw you a bone. You hear the guards yelling. There's a big kerfuffle going on.
I thought it was a ruckus.
A fracas.
A fracas.
Oh, I really...
Rigmarole.
There you go. Thank you.
You hear two guards... you hear three guards... Let's make it two. You hear two guards saying, the charges went off. Why would the warden set them off? Uh-oh. Do you think somebody got him? There's only one way to find out.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, there's only two guys.
There's only one way to find out. We have to go up and check on him.
Well, I think we know where Tweedledee and Tweedledum are.
Tweedledum and Tweedledummer.
You hear their footsteps go. Cell block A. Let's see. You're close enough that you see them head towards the elevator.
You guys can get out of your cages and kill them before they get to the elevator.
I'm going to hand Derek the murder weapon. He has a knife.
What?
If they come, you can. Murder somebody.
Alright, well, I think Alex has the best idea. Let's stick to the plan.
Because we get out, we murder them, and then now we have two more bodies, we still don't know what's going on.
And we're out of our cells.
Yeah. I say we stick to the plan that we got.
Yeah.
There's still no submarine, so we still can't escape.
Plan.
All right, then God presses Y.
I like how we've been trying to intentionally make this a whole fuck-off thing, and it's been the whole highlight of the story.
Yeah. It's Adventures of Garrett and...
We're doing everything wrong. Everything wrong.
I don't understand why you guys are still alive. I don't understand how the prison wasn't locked down the minute they thought two prisoners are missing.
How can you lock down a prisoner or more?
They get everybody in their cells and do a bed check.
Well, you know what? This is a terrible prison.
Yeah.
They probably thought we disintegrated and the guard ate us, and then the other guard killed him because he got mad that he ate us.
This is more or less a test play. So I realize that if I let them die, the game would end there.
I died.
Because I get stuck in the prison because I can't do anything.
And they would have had no way of relaying information. So I have
to... have ended. We would have still tried to break out.
I have to sort of retool this, but... we're just going to pretend that their idea was a good idea.
No, we're not.
I can't suspend that much disbelief.
We've done everything possible to do things wrong.
So you guys are in the...
Here's the thing. This is just a question. Do we want to start doing things intentionally bad? What we could do is we could kill the guards, get out of our cells, kill the guards, take their uniforms, and put the guards in our prisoner uniforms in our beds, so that way nobody will realize that they're dead.
But what about Python?
Also, Alex is Chinese, so he's very...
I'm Japanese.
Whatever. Okay, I'm sorry.
You guys have riot shields. Like, face shields, right?
Yeah.
No, they only come down to, like, here.
Yeah.
You'd still probably be able to tell I was Asian.
Yeah.
Just the mouth? I don't know.
So then you put Python...
It depends if you
Python
have...
Python in the uniform...
And then I'm still stuck in my cell, so why do I give a fuck?
No, you're with them. You have two guys in uniform, they can say they're taking you someplace.
He's the Chewbacca.
I don't want to be Chewie.
It depends
Chewbacca's the best.
It doesn't make sense at, like, 2 in the morning, whenever this is.
What do you got against Chewbacca? He's the greatest.
I say they'd
be able to tell if you had facial hair.
Well, here's the thing. Do we actually want to do anything this session? Because if not, I'm cool with letting them go with that. Like, maybe Meyer will make another sandwich.
Out of character, yes, I would love to do something. In character, I still think sticking to the plan is the best idea because we have fucking nowhere to go.
If I kill these guys, I'm going to make another goddamn
sandwich. Especially if the insinuation that we got from the guards is true, that they just killed the warden.
Yeah.
Then this place is going to go fucking nuts.
All right.
Yeah. So get your key ready. Pop that key out of your ass. Let's be ready.
Get your keys out of your ass.
I'm already getting mine.
All right. God presses Y.
All right, we're in the big iron locked door now.
What did you guys do?
Kill the warden.
Don't worry. Here's a knife.
You hold up.
All right. There's a... The only way that's getting in here is through that little door. I'm just saying.
It's a knife.
This prisoner killed the warden and then locked himself in.
Yeah. I'm not sitting here for my health, you son of a bitch, alright?
Alright, I'll unlock you.
Alright, you unlock Derek.
I unlock Derek.
Is that thing still alive?
Did you kill it or not? Up to you.
Okay.
Well, did you make friends with it?
No, because then it'll attack them.
So I shouldn't have killed it?
Okay. No, you should have just made friends with
Chewbacca them. Chewbacca on my shoulder said I shouldn't have killed it.
All right.
Wait, you already said he killed it. Game over.
Yeah, no, you know what? No, honestly, I think character-wise, I wouldn't have killed it. Because at this point, I'm resigned to the fact that they're not, nothing's going to happen anyway.
He pointed out to it, right?
Yeah.
We'll stomp on it.
Well, you still have to exist in there, in, you know, the dark with those things.
That's true.
He could make them his pets or his friends.
No. I think at this point, Mickey's like, you know...
They're not hurting me.
I'm in this damn box. And,
this one's Minnie, this one's Donald, this one's Daisy.
Right, this one's Dobie, Sleepy.
Why are they all Disney characters?
Because he's Mickey! James.
You open...
Snow White would have came out by then, so you can find him all the dwarves.
You open the cell, and Maya, you're going to try to stomp on it?
Yeah.
Watch out for that thing.
All right.
Watch out for Timmy.
So it's going to go first. It's going to try to jump on James.
What Disney character is Timmy?
Can I commit
the
to dodging?
Yes.
The darkest Disney character. From the darkest time.
Oswald the Rabbit.
I got a 2.
Good job.
You dodge out of the way.
I open the door and I just... Oh, Jesus Christ!
I'm gonna stop.
Should have told you about that. Sorry, guys. I've kind of been
Make
in here
a
for a while.
Meyer.
7 out of 55.
My God.
That's a crit. Okay. You critted!
You critted me, dodge.
I critted my dodge.
Get to me! not charge
roll for damage.
That's a crit, like double it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Will charge him.
Kick. 2d6. 20.
If it's I double better it. Than when I rolled.
Because I rolled 10, and then, so then crit is double, so.
Okay.
20.
So, it leaps out at you, right?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
James, it, like, whizzes right by your head.
I just kind of duck. It goes over me.
It goes over you.
Lands,
it lands on
feet.
The ground. And Meyer, you pick up your boot, and you stomp on it. And, you don't crush it, but you step on it in such a way that you push its carapace down on its innards.
Oh.
And squish it. You don't damage the carapace at all.
Okay.
I was thinking more like...
The squishy insides are
yeah.
gone?
I was thinking more like how Liu Kang crushed Reptile in the Mortal Kombat movie, where he's just like grinding his foot on it.
Pretty much you just drag your foot on it.
Yeah.
And it squishes down, and it's just...
Organs are
either
destroyed.
And it just shoots out.
That was the most overdramatic Good. Squish of a bug that I've ever seen.
You're welcome.
No, I'm doing Mortal Kombat.
I have to tell you, I am weary of seeing those little sons of bitches. I'm done. I don't want to see anymore.
Well, you don't have to, Willie.
Then why'd you name them?
I didn't name them. Look, let me tell you something. If they liked me, I'd be dead already. But I'm not, because I don't know why. They don't like me, and I'm happy about that and sad at the same time.
I like you.
I don't know you, so I'm not sure about you. I can't really say.
I've been.
I'm gonna go back to listening to the door to see what the commotion was.
About this time, you hear a key in the door.
Oh well, that's good.
All right, well I'm gonna hide on the side of the door.
I'll hide on the other side. Well, when it opens, so.
Okay. Derek, what are you gonna do?
I get back inside the cage.
Okay. You gonna like close the door over?
Yeah. I'm not gonna. I'll close it. It's dark.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll just close it enough.
Hide checks.
All right, here we go. I'm probably gonna fail.
Can I make a Jekyll check instead?
No, you can't.
14 out of 65.
That was good. That's
a fail. 67. Yeah, I failed. 67 out of 30. That's all right. I have my gun out, so I'm gonna shoot him.
All right, he failed anyway.
Oh, okay.
All right, so the guard walks in. Mouse!
What?
Have you seen anybody in here?
Do I ever see anybody in here?
Is that one of them rhetorical questions?
Alright, so you're gonna attack?
No, if he doesn't do anything. Look at him. I'm not gonna make myself known. If he doesn't see me, if he sees me, I'm gonna shoot him. If not, you know.
Okay, they both walk into the room.
Is the warden giving me the night off?
Shut up. He walks over, back up against the wall. Spread your arms.
Okay.
Did you give him the knife?
Oh, yeah.
He goes to grab the cell door to open it.
Should we shoot them in the back of the head?
He takes out his key, and he realizes the door is open.
He realizes that, me and Mara are going to shoot the two of them in the back
of
the head.
Shoot!
You guys get a surprise attack.
Yay.
Wow. That's the last thing they saw.
It's two guards.
Skulls.
I got 13 out of 65 for handgun.
I got a 9 out of 55.
All right. You didn't get quite a crit. You didn't get a crit. So roll for damage.
Yeah, no, I didn't do it. But I'm pretty good. I passed.
All right, well, I got a 10.
Ooh, I got a 5.
5 and 10?
Yeah.
Best wham line from Heroes. What am I thinking now? Your last thoughts.
I did like that.
It's coming back. So hopefully it's good.
Japanese.
I'm just picturing it's like he realizes the gate's open, all of a sudden he's just going to get a bullet in the back of the brain.
Does that happen if we're point blank?
Do we get like point blank bonuses?
If you're within dex and feet, your point blank and your chance to hit doubles.
If you waited for them to get to the door, you're not point blank.
Oh.
Okay.
I figured we walked up behind him and just went...
Yeah.
Okay. Probably would have... Ed probably would have called for another sneak.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fine.
So you shoot them, and They hiss and turn around.
Oh. Okay, I guess it's time to shoot again.
Oh. Yeah.
All right, so let's see. The order is... Mickey, Vinny and the guards, and then Meyer.
No.
It's right. Mickey, Vinny, and the guards, and Meyer. Stab one in the back of the head, and I'll shoot the other one in the face.
How about I'm thinking for right now, I brace myself, and I kick the door hard, so I can try to...
Meyer, you did 5.
Yeah.
So I can get the door, kind of swing and hit one of them. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Because I, you know, I.
Well, they're their backs now to the thing.
Oh, are you gonna try to hit guard one or guard two? Guard one was the one.
I would say
shot guard one. Meyer shot guard two.
It's a door on a hinge. So who's in the danger of the hinge swinging out? One or two?
I'll let you pick. One's worse off than two.
Let's go with two then.
Okay.
What do I need to do?
To roll to swing the door.
Yeah.
Make me
do strength.
Yeah, make me a
operate heavy machinery.
Strength times 5. Yeah.
Okay, strength times 5.
It's always operate heavy machinery.
If I go low enough, I can figure it out.
I gave my guy.
That's low enough. 31.
So might need to operate him.
Okay.
My strength is 12, so I'm pretty good.
So yeah. you like shoulder check the door.
Yeah.
I'd
have to. I'm not that big.
And it swings open, and it clangs clangs one of the guards in the face, and he stumbles back. What's your damage bonus?
I have none.
You have none. Okay, so it's not going to do any damage.
That's fine.
No, I'm bold.
It's all right.
He's stunned, though.
Did he lose his turn?
Yes.
Yeah, if he disorients him, that one guy.
But you disoriented him for the turn.
Yeah, that's all right.
That's all I can do. That's
all. That's all right. So another bullet can put him down.
Okay.
Yeah. Before Meyer's other bullet can further...
James, what are you going to do?
I'm going to shoot... He hit guard 2, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I got to shoot guard 1, then.
Okay. Guard 1 is going at the same time as you.
All right, and I got a 14.
Okay. So roll for damage.
I got a 10 again.
Okay.
Big fat 0.
You better have guns and knives.
Yeah, I don't have a knife. I have a club.
Oh, I have a knife.
You're the only one that has a knife.
When did I get a knife?
The kitchen. You took the butcher knife.
Yeah.
Oh, shouldn't you get bonus damage because it's a butcher knife?
Oh, he has.
Then he has the cleaver.
Guard, so you shoot him. He is going to attempt to leap upon you.
Oh, okay.
Leap on your
guard. Wow, he took 2 shots. Man.
220.
Two 10 hits in the head.
Damage.
And he's going to leap on you and try to leap on you and bite you. So,
well, I'm probably not taking him down another bullet.
Okay. So he lands on you, and now he's going to try to bite you.
Oh. It's all right. You can take it.
All right, so... James, like the other guy, he takes the 2 shots and he opens his mouth, and the you see a small,
the little mouth come out,
and it just sort of reaches out to you, and you can see the saliva and the mucus dripping on you, and you feel it
as long as it's touch not alien
you, and it's trying to bite you, and it misses.
Oh,
it just snaps like right at your nose. The other guard's not going. Meyer.
Can I go into...
beast mode?
Yeah.
Okay.
Can I go into point blank in front of James and shoot the guy who's on top of him?
Mm-hmm.
Alright, I'll do that then.
Alright, so roll for it.
What happens if it's point blank? It's... what's my chances then?
It doubles your percentile, yeah. Whatever your percentage is.
Okay. So, that's like 110, so I'm not going to...
Yeah, so just don't roll.
You just don't roll 100.
Or whatever the malfunction of the gun is.
Yeah.
47, so yeah, I hit him.
Okay. Roll for damage.
Okay.
I believe you've jumped in the line.
10. All right.
Big fat 0. Gotta love them 0s.
Yeah. You...
this guy's been shot 3 times, all with 10s.
So... James, your first shots went into his chest, and he just, you know, he rocked back, and they took some out of him. Jane, Meyer, you go right for the head,
yeah.
And his head just explodes.
Yeah. It's mostly in the helmet, so it's not a goop.
Okay, I'm about to say in my mouth, but if it's all in the helmet, then I'm okay. Yeah.
James, make a sound check.
Yeah, it explodes within within his helmet.
Stop making James take sand checks. He can't make those.
You guys can all get back to
yay.
Sand. Recover to sand.
Back up to 30. The dirty, right. 30.
We're back at the top. Mickey.
I was about to say slam.
Oh, by the way, make a sand check for seeing that monster come out of.
I was just there before. Because I wouldn't have seen that in my little hole for 2 years.
We've seen it. Plenty of times.
18.
Can James make a sand check for
Derek? Okay, just take one.
Can James make the sand check for Derek?
No, I'll make sand check for James.
Still fails. Because it's designated as for James. Okay. It fails.
Alright, so yeah, that's what you see. You see the guard on top of James, and you see him open his mouth, and his helmet comes off, and you notice that he's bald, and his head... is covered
that's
in a
the first thing.
His head, he's bald, and his head is covered in a brown in a brown chitinous carapace. And where his eyes are supposed to be, there's just skin. And he sort of drops his head, just sort of goes back, his jaw unhinges, and something that resembles that millipede that you stepped on comes out and starts snapping.
And now he doesn't have a head.
And then
snapping to
start snapping at Vincenzo, at this stranger in the guard uniform, and then his head just explodes inside of his helmet, and he drops.
It exploded.
What are you going to do?
The creature turned inside out.
I
exploded. Exploded.
I pick up the knife. But I'm a little freaked at this point, so I just kind of pick up the knife, and I'm just kind of like, you know.
He picks up the knife and stabs himself in the neck.
I'll stay
this is easier.
Okay. Emergency exit.
Quick, everyone out of the universe.
All right. Meyer, the guard that that's still up.
Yeah, he's going after me.
Yeah, now you got close, so now he's going to attempt to grapple you.
Okay.
With his fist. He's going to try to, like, crush your throat.
I thought he lost his turn.
What else is he going to grapple with?
Oh, I thought we started.
Can I do a grapple check?
He's not really going to... You can dodge. He's not really going to grapple you. It's more like he's going to try to... I'll explain.
Okay, yeah, so I'll devote my turn to dodging, so because I don't want that to happen to me. What was it? 40 out of 46.
Okay, he got 5.
Oh, he got me.
All right, so...
No, he got me.
Excuse me. I apologize to our listeners, even though some of them like that.
Right.
I love it. I just want to make out with you, like, right now.
Hopefully.
I don't know if you want to make out with me, because I've been having sea salt and vinegar chips.
So that's a bonus. Right.
So,
it might be flavorful kisses.
Jim Meyer, he throws his fist at you.
Yeah.
And it sort of...
Does it detach?
It doesn't detach, but it elongates.
Okay.
And just sort of hits you in the windpipe. And you can see some of the skin sloughing off, and you can see the chitin under his knuckles.
Yeah. How much damage is that?
You take 5.
I'm still up. I'm hurting a lot, but I'm still up.
Meyer's taking some pot.
My life is made of pain. And for some reason, I'm still standing.
So you devoted your turn to dodging. Yeah. James, what are you doing?
I'm going to run up and put my gun in his mouth and shoot.
All right, so you're point blank, so roll to shoot.
13.
Say, okay.
Oh, motherfucker.
Roll for damage.
Smile, you son of a bitch.
Would that be... No, no. Well, yeah. Wait. Well, yeah, maybe. Stats because I'm finding keys. All right, 6.
Yeah, 6? Okay. Expert
mode, no, this is regular.
So you're trying to get the gun in his mouth, but you can't get the right angle. Like so you take the shot that you can. It sort of blows off. Let's see. And it blows off a little chunk of his side, of his stomach.
That's a really bad angle. I'm aiming for the head and all of a sudden take out his stomach. I have a terrible shot.
Basically, your gun is here, and then he, like...
All right.
He smacks your hand down.
So he's at his cheek.
It ricochets off his helmet. His helmet.
The listeners don't know what you pointed
it's
at.
It's
Ed.
The magic bullet.
So. No, you shot him in the head, but then it bounced off his helmet and just went down.
No, okay.
You know, physics.
Physics. The ricochet bullet, yeah.
All right. Top of the turn again.
I know something about physics.
Mickey?
Stab him in the head.
Yeah, I'm just at this point I'm just gonna run at him and with the knife. I'm not.
All right, make a stab.
Yeah, I'm not a.
Make a knife check.
I all right. What would that be? Just melee or no?
Knife.
Knife was like 25, I think.
I don't have a knife here.
It comes with a weapon.
I think it's like
down at the bottom.
No.
Chris grapple head kick.
Well, I took 25.
Thank you.
What?
It's 25, right?
Yeah, it's 25.
All right, that's fine. I'm just gonna run at him and see what happens. So.
Knife is 25.
No.
Yeah.
No. Not a critical failure, but no.
Okay, so you run at him, yeah, but you're too frantic.
I'm not a fighter at all, so...
He has no idea what the hell is going on.
Say that.
You stab at him, and he just sidesteps it.
That's fine.
It is his turn. It's the guard and James again.
I'm going to shoot him
simultaneously.
Again.
Please got the James now.
Right, No, he's still going for you, Meyer.
Son of a... I'm on the ground.
I'm going to shoot him again.
Derek's character once got into...
You know what? Actually, he is going to go for James.
His freshman
he's going to do the same thing to you that he did to Meyer.
He was a masher,
with
I tell you.
His fist. All
right. Then I'm going
to... Guys, we need to
do a full dodge.
Boomerang.
A full dodge.
Yeah.
And a dodge.
Okay. Great. Roll for dodge.
12.
I mean,
12?
Yes.
Okay, yeah. That beats his 61.
Okay.
Too bad he didn't get that one, not me, huh?
So he whips his hand at you, and you duck under it as it just flies over.
Well, then,
head.
It's my turn. I'm gonna fucking kick him right in the dick.
Alright, roll a kick.
Are they anatomically correct?
You don't know. I'm kicking him wherever I... If I can't kick him in the face, it doesn't hurt.
Well, if you kick him in the chest, you can knock him down.
Well,
just...
seven. Seven out of 55.
All right, roll for damage.
You see a monster, kick
was
it
a crit?
In the dick.
One-fifth.
Oh, wow.
Kick it in the dick.
That's not it.
But it's not an impaling weapon.
Short-range melee.
Well, could it be that he kicked him in the chest and...
Oh.
We can...
Yeah.
Unless you have martial arts. Yeah. Okay.
Otherwise, that
I
guy
have martial arts at 21.
Oh, well, Meyer has martial arts at 21, so then it does do double damage.
Okay, so 12.
12.
12, team.
Because I figured my guy was like a boxer, so.
No, that makes sense.
Kickboxer.
So if you roll under your martial arts, it does double damage.
Okay, well.
Which he did.
Yeah. Alright, so you kick the guy.
12, right in the dick.
Oh. He starts vomiting brown, but he's still moving.
Good.
Top of the turn.
You don't got any fucking armor on your dick, do you, dick?
I try to push the helmet over his eyes.
Okay.
I can't do anything in this.
All right, make a grapple check.
All right.
That's gonna hurt me trying to shoot him.
Maybe not.
Shoot him in the back of the head.
So I don't want to shoot Derek.
No, okay. I miss
Why
him
not?
Totally.
So you try to
Hit
grab onto his head.
Fuck him.
Instead, he grabs your hand,
uh-huh.
And he's going to attempt to bite you now.
Fair enough.
Do you know how much health I got?
They don't like me.
Yeah.
I got
but
one
Derek's
health.
But Derek's blood is bad for them.
Uno health, though.
All right. James, what are you going to do?
I'm going to shoot him.
I probably got a big cut in my neck now.
21.
21?
Yeah.
Okay, roll for damage.
Would you like to do the honors?
No.
Alright.
You do it, I'm pretty hurt.
Once you hit zero, you start dying, I believe.
What's your pow, Derek?
Go. Alright, got 9.
13.
What is that?
You rolled a 1. Well, I rolled a 9, so.
Okay, that's better than a 1. You can get a double cheese hamburger, Bobby Lashley.
Ooh, you're lucked out, Derek.
I'll take lucky.
Yeah, you know who's not lucky when it comes to damage? Me. You know who's not lucky when it comes to sand? James.
Not at all.
Not lucky when it comes to having
no,
a character alive.
The bite just just take one.
Okay.
Oh my god.
But no, the reason he's lucky is because it has a chance of, well, you can't get infected.
What are you at right now, Meyer?
One.
You're supposed to be unconscious.
Am I?
He might fall unconscious now.
Well, right, when it gets to the bold numbers.
Oh.
When you get to two or less.
So we'll say
out.
That.
Oh,
what?
We didn't know. I didn't know.
So you passed out anyway.
Yeah. Okay, so I kick him the balls and I walk out.
And then if you reach zero or lower, you're dying unless you have to leave.
So you with your last wind kick him back. He starts vomiting brown and then you black out. Derek, you get bit.
I was on my back, I probably did like an up kick right through.
I've been bit before.
Yeah, and then what do you do?
I shoot him.
You shoot him.
I did not.
Actually, no, it goes to bite you and it doesn't. I'll say that. So don't lose that one.
Okay.
I forgot you were immune.
It's still his attack, but that's fine. Either way.
You shot him?
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah. You just sink the gun into that hole that you made before and fire. You just, you rage fire. And he just starts, like, shaking and then falls down.
Right. Well, I got to notice that Garrett is passed out. Do we get Sam back for killing?
Yes, you can get back.
Thank you.
No, Meyer, you can't.
Oh.
You're unconscious.
You're unconscious.
Okay.
Everybody can get back 7.
I only needed 1.
It's okay. Thank Jesus.
Ready? This is where
my neck has a big gaping hole.
Okay. I don't know who the hell you are. I don't know who the hell he is. I don't know what the hell is going on here. But I know that I've been getting bit by these sumbitches for 2 freaking years. And all that. And if they were trying to do that to me, then I don't know what the hell is going on.
Oh, yeah. They're doing experiments on the prisoners to try to turn them into those thingies. And we've been.
What?
We've been killing them.
Yes! Oh,
we're trying to escape. I mean, like, you know, nobody wants to be a bug thing.
No, especially not me.
I will say the Garrett is passed out on the floor. His windpipe hasn't been crushed, but it's like
you hear him labored breathing.
Yeah, it's bruised and red.
Can you give me 2 seconds? I gotta take care of my friend. I'm gonna go run and drag him, put him on a. I'm sure there's like a comfy couch. I'm gonna put him on the comfy couch.
Okay. Comfy chair.
And I'm gonna search.
Make a Dex times 5 check to drag him without injuring him.
Yes.
Okay.
James fails. Like,
is there a first aid kit in the room?
Yeah, but I'd say, I'm going to search. The warden.
Hidden.
Yeah, it's probably something.
Hold on.
7.
Bangs my head on the door.
In the bathroom, there's some bandages.
Causes a brain aneurysm.
Yeah, in the bathroom, there's some bandages and some, you know.
All right, so, going to do my best on first aid to the.
All right, make a first aid check.
2.
Okay. Meyer, you can heal too.
That's good. I'm not in the. I'm just out of the
you're not in the red zone anymore.
In fact, you know what? Since James critted, take 3.
Oh
yeah!
Look at that. Have one more.
Danger zone.
So yeah, you.
So they don't have armor in their nuts now. Good to know.
Yeah, you discovered a weakness.
Pass me the wine.
I give him the bottle. Buzz, you're over there.
Garrett, I know where.
So, yeah, you give him.
I don't have a glass.
Oh,
you you
I mean,
give
I don't have,
him
I don't have
some
a Ryan.
That's the last Ryan.
Advil. Sent, you give him some ibuprofen to bring down the swelling of his throat, so he can breathe a little easier.
I just read the labels on the bottle to see what they do. See what best helps him.
It's any opium.
Donka.
Mm.
You know.
I don't
you,
know what this.
You rub some. There's some.
Give me some morphine.
You know. There's some cream. Some like. Cortisone or whatever that you.
I don't know what cortisone is, but it says it helps with things.
No, you're Italian. Cortisone.
Cortisone.
It's good. Use that.
I don't even know if these things were around in the 40s.
No, I have no idea.
They had morphine.
I don't know what half these things do, but they say they help with things. So here you go.
Right, so yeah, you come to, and they're standing there.
Take a magic Bufferin.
Am I in hell?
It's like a nuke in the room.
Very close to it, kid.
All right.
No, I didn't like you too much before,
Excuse
but
me.
You.
Sorry.
You're a good guy.
Yeah.
Like, when we get out of here, I'm going to give you the best best anything you ever want. whatever you want, the best meats, I get it for
I
you.
I don't want your meat. Stop offering it to me. Gosh. Just because we stayed our small room together doesn't mean I'm into that, all right? You can do whatever you want on
you
your
know,
own.
You know, take this aspirin. I'm going to
go
over
here. Okay, guys. This submarine you're waiting for. Do you have a plan?
We have the prince.
Yes.
Because I'm all for getting the hell out of here.
That's not a yes or no question.
I'm making a statement.
How good are you at fixing boilers?
I'm pretty good, actually.
How good are you at breaking?
Investigate what exploded.
Oh yeah, we probably should do that.
Like, if it was the docking area for the submarine or not.
Oh, are the guards' clothes less bloody than my clothes right now?
Did you guys hear that explosion?
What?
Oh, are the guards' clothes less bloody than what I'm wearing right now?
The guards' clothes are just as bloody.
Oh, okay, I forget it.
Did you guys hear those explosions?
I'm gonna take their guns, though. So now we have...
But, make me a knowledge check.
But there is a bottle of seltzer in the kitchen, which is fabulous at getting out stains.
Whoa.
Is that what you're actually making a roll for? Ah.
72.
15.
He'd probably have seltzer and baking soda in the kitchen.
All right, I'm going to clean myself. I'm going to go over the kitchen. This time, all right, not
well,
the
first there's a sub
day.
That's supposed to be coming in the morning.
Get over here. I'm cleaning you off.
Wait, where's the
He's
warden?
Dragging me off, and as he's dragging me by the collar, I'm just still explaining to him how things are going.
Where's the warden?
He's in his bed.
You can check in his bed.
He's taking a nap. Permanent
You're
nap.
Making a sand check for finding the warden's body?
Perforated corpse.
No, no, he's aerated.
You're good?
50 out of 65.
All right.
Got speed holes.
For finding a mangled corpse, I don't think you take anything if you pass.
Well,
I think
it's,
James, your character forgets he kills him. Make a sand check.
What if it's a mangled corpse who's been sadistically holding a prisoner for the past 2 years?
I might gain sand.
Okay, so yeah.
I would laugh at that.
You see it, and you can have whatever reaction you want.
Take that,
you
dick hole.
Ha! Doesn't feel so good to get stuck now, does it, you son of a bitch?
So I feel like my character has gone so insane that nothing bothers him anymore.
Oh, you do take one.
I'll take one. That's fair.
That sounds like a challenge.
Also, when I'm going to take the guard's gun.
Well, I'll take any temporary or permanent. But as of right
so now, we have two guns.
Everything's normal.
I'll give you another one. So now we each have two handguns.
I look for his watch.
Yeah.
It's not there.
Oh, yeah, I pocketed it.
Hey, fellas.
What's up?
Have you seen the warden's watch?
Yes.
Yeah, it's in my butt. Oh, no, it's in his pocket.
Oh, I mean...
I can see I get those two things confused.
Derek, make me a knowledge check.
69 out of 95.
The warden has taunted you with this before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
His watch was a dead man's switch. And it was rigged to... He said that there was a security system in the entranceway to the prison. And that basically he said that the security system was the only way that he could make sure the prisoners weren't escaping, and that his dead man's switch was the only way that he could make sure that that security system stayed in check.
Hey, guys. I think I know what the explosion was.
Oh, good. I've been wondering what the hell that thing's been. Wait. It's just all of a sudden, we kill the warden, and boom, everything goes,
It's the only way the security system could stay in check?
Mm-hmm.
It's something in the water.
It's a thing.
It's a thing.
Right.
Like that big thing that he was communing with.
Uh-huh.
We did. We super did.
We foo did.
You're welcome.
Is there any way we would have had any knowledge of that happening before we killed him?
Could have spoke to him.
What, then he could have just...
Hey, what's your watch do?
guys, do you have that watch?
Yes.
If you hadn't jumped to murder, you might have found out.
I'm in prison for a reason.
I know.
Like, this is a prison. We're trying to escape. We don't know anything about monsters and demons. What we know is that there's shit going on and we want to get out.
You guys don't know anything about anything in this place.
All right, so...
Can I have it?
No.
Please?
It's a really nice Rolex. He really likes it. Mm. I think he wants it.
I appreciate that. But that warden sadistically attacked me for 2 years.
Did you kill him?
No.
Then find his keepers.
I think I earned it. You passed out in the fight. Just saying.
And what'd you do in the fight?
I didn't pass out. I haven't eaten in 4 days.
How much people did you kill?
I don't kill people.
Case
That's
closed.
Not my job.
That's funny, because we do, and we point the gun at him.
Okay.
Why do you want the watch?
Can you pilot a submarine?
We know a guy who does.
Can you figure out how to... How to do anything
Listen,
mechanical?
We have the guns. You got nothing. If you don't shut your trap, we're going to put you back in the cage where we found you, all right?
I don't know what's on the other side. I don't know what's going on here. I've been in here for 2 years in a box.
Then it's nice and home, so you'll find...
And we just got here, so we don't know what's going on either. What do you want the watch for?
Because it was the... Okay.
You can all make me an idea check.
I'm going to try to explain this to you as best I know how. It was attached to the warden. It died when he did.
Okay, then it's a useless watch. I got 43.
Well, yeah, I'm pretty sure I know what caused the explosions.
23 out of 85.
I got a 33 out of 40.
No, I didn't pass.
Mickey's the only one who's proven immune. You know,
that. They don't know that. All I know is...
Oh, yeah, okay.
We wouldn't figure
that.
They could put it together because I said I've been getting bit by these damn things for 2 years. Like, I'm intentionally trying not to...
Right.
Well, they... And we don't even know that getting bit by one of them...
Right.
Yeah, we know that we've been injected with them. We don't know that getting bit also...
That's true.
Or they have to, like, burrow into you.
Yeah. Like, those are the only ways we know. We don't know about getting bit.
Wait, how long have you guys been here?
2 days.
That's not a yes or no question.
Did the doctor see you?
Yes.
Yeah, we killed her guards. She wasn't too happy about that.
Did they inject you with anything?
They injected everybody with things.
No.
Oh, didn't we say that one person within the group got a... Like a... they were a test. They didn't get it injected in them?
Maybe. Yes.
Yeah.
Alex.
Because I'm a dirty Jap.
They wouldn't give you... They didn't want you becoming
a
super
soldier.
Yeah.
Eric was not, but then he's dead.
So. Ryan wasn't either.
Hey, you know what?
I'm going to upgrade you. Instead of that cage, I'm going to put you in a cage with a guy named Python. I think he needs a roommate. His roommate just left him. Snake. You can be like Boa or Anaconda. Cobra.
I'm going to put the mouse in the cage with the Python.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Look,
the plan can still go on.
Look, I don't want to be here.
Nobody wants to be.
But here. I don't want. But I just got out of. I just got out of a hell situation. I don't feel like jumping back into another one.
All right, Cobra. So we're gonna bring you. We're gonna bring you to Python.
May I please see the watch?
He was just.
No,
snake.
You may not.
Oh, for some reason, I thought it was Cobra.
The watch is dead. He's dead. I mean, like, what else? What else can you do with the watch? It's not like you can. Okay. It's not like you can wind it up and make the bombs not exploded.
No. But possibly if... Okay, keep the watch. Put it on.
I don't want to put it on the watch. I was going to pawn the
watch. It's a switch. It works connected to the nervous system and the heart rate of the person who wears it. Maybe if you wore it, it might help and not hurt. And we might have more explosions. I'm just saying. I don't know.
Actually, that does make sense. You might want to put the watch on. It looks good on you. It's a Rolex.
That's true. All right. I'm all fancy smancy. I'll put it on.
Alright.
Mario become an anthropological being.
Alright. What do I gotta lose anyway?
Make a sound check.
Me?
Apparently that.
I don't want to make a sound check.
At least it's not James.
Yeah.
59 out of 72.
Alright. You put the watch on.
Yeah.
And you're it just as you clasp it shut, you are suddenly
barraged with images. And did you pass or
I passed.
You passed. Take one.
Okay.
Which is thinking of Meyer forcefully making Will think of gay porn. our listeners have no idea what we're talking about, but that's
you're barraged with images.
It's okay. You they see, hear how we treat him; they understand.
You see the entrance where the prisoner transfer room that you had seen before, and you see out of the walls the size of the room. It's like four Berts slithering out of the walls and
how much
up
does
the
wall. Like James.
It looks like James if he were a 20-foot centipede, millipede.
Wow,
okay.
That's a lot.
I am a millipede.
So it's crawling up the walls and around, and then you hear you see the outside of the prison, and you see a rocky surface surrounded with small metal discs, and you see the discs explode, and then you feel like you're drowning in salt water.
Okay.
Oh, that's right. Salt water kills the adults.
Yeah, he's flooding the prison. Or the prison has already begun to flood.
Okay.
But we all failed our listen checks, so we went to sleep.
And then you see the last thing you see is the doctor in the clinic opening in her apartment opening up a secret panel, walking through the door, closing the door, and you get the sense that she's escaping. She's going somewhere, like there's some sort of way out that way.
Alright.
Did you say the doctor was killed?
No, her
no,
guards.
No, we
well, two of the guards that were with her.
Oh, okay.
Oh, boys.
And girls. There's no girls.
I don't see any broads.
Well, I'm not sure if you're the top or the bottom.
I'm not sure I understand your reference.
Don't worry. I'll teach you about it one day. I think I found a way out. That's not a submarine. However, we might have to meet the lady. The nice Dr. S.
Ain't no dame gonna get best me, so we can fight the dame.
Alright, so let's get out of here.
Should we get the fellas?
Nah.
Saw that coming.
Nah.
I mean, strength in numbers.
One, what have they done for us? Two, I like them.
They could be cannon fodder. You know, throw them in first, let them take the blows.
Well,
I mean, you're not looking too good. I don't think you can get out of here on your own.
The Chinaman is,
right. That's me, by the way. The Japanese guy.
You know he's Japanese. The slant in the eyes actually determines.
Well, let's see. I don't take too kindly to his people right now, since they didn't take too kindly to us Americans and Pearl Harbor. So he can drown
what
with the rest
of
them. So it's World War II.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
We're in at this point? Okay. I don't remember what year we were in, so I don't remember if that I don't know.
No,
if that
are we drowned yet?
No.
All right. So I say fuck them. Have a nice life. They got keys, so up their asses, probably.
I'm going to override your decision.
I was going to say...
I'm not going to have them not be... overriding your decision.
They have keys. They can get out themselves.
But we don't
you
know
have
about
a
the
plan. Here's the thing. You created a plan, went rogue, and then are trying to defend
I'm
your...
I'm playing my character.
Wait, we didn't go rogue to our plan. We followed our plan precisely.
Listen,
we escaped the cells, we killed the guards,
I mean,
we have the keys.
We haven't done
before I force your hand, I will tell you that the only other way off the whatever escape she's going through, it must be some sort of submarine.
Let's get Python. Let's talk to Python.
I mean, we're gonna need the other guys, so.
Well then.
I'm not giving him a gun.
Alright, so we're gonna head to the elevator and go get the guys.
I should have made him make an idea check, and if he failed, he would have gotten there and not been able to escape.
I was going to go get them anyway.
Okay.
So, I mean, it's
before
just...
we go, I'm going to go upstairs and get the I'm going to get this. Does the warden have a nice robe?
Yes.
Oh, I'm going to put that on.
Is there any other guns or weapons?
I'm going to point out that it would be easier to walk around as a guard without the warden's robe.
I'm going
to
make him wear it. And then I'm going to take it from him when we get back. Here, you wear this. And I'm going
to... I mean, I could, but are you sure? I mean, I haven't really...
I think we're going to chewy him.
I'm a little ripe here, guys.
I like the robe.
You can take the clothes off the dead guard as long as you haven't, like...
It's pretty... we can clean it up.
Yeah.
You wash Meyer's clothes.
You could clean up the guard's clothes and put them on. That would probably be the best idea.
Yeah, I could, but, I mean, I'm sure I'm smaller than the guards.
No, they're make a luck check.
Yeah, 45 out of 65.
Okay, yeah. One of the guards is about your size.
Tiny guards.
No, they're not big. They're monsters.
Okay. You needed the god, man.
I want this robe.
All right.
Oh, well.
All right, so I'll just put this
put
on then.
Put it in that briefcase. And
you can buy a nice robe once you pull in the Rolex. The magical Rolex that'll probably drive someone insane.
That's fine. It's not his problem. He's going to get the money from it. I'm not going to wear it.
That's
cool. So what? You guys mentioned you had a plan to get at.
Don't worry.
We know a guy. Who
just follow us. If shit happens, what? You know.
We're gonna need you to. You're good with boilers, right? You said you're good with boilers.
We don't even need a boiler at this point.
We're just gonna fucking go down a hole. Don't worry.
Right, we're gonna head to the elevator and talk about it as we go down the elevator. Get these guys.
Listen, we're gonna get the guys.
We're gonna make a stop off at the barracks first to get extra guard uniforms for these guys.
Okay, so. Make me one sneak check between the three of you to do that and get
through. Who's got the best?
Don't need
I do. 56 out of 65.
Better than mine. Yeah.
Okay. Did you all pass?
I didn't roll.
You said the one sneak check between the three of us.
Yeah.
I meant...
You meant each of us roll a sneak check.
Yes. 21.
Nope.
You lied.
No.
I failed.
Okay.
70 out of...
Well, he is dragging 45. A little bit. I mean...
I'm pretty hurt.
He's a little left
Maybe up. They should leave Meyer in the elevator.
You can do that if you want.
Yeah, we'll leave him there. He's looking pretty beat up. I mean, I was only giving him 3 health, so.
I'm at 4 health.
Do you want to hang back in the elevator while they go get the guys?
Yes, please.
Okay. So then he hangs back in the elevator, and you guys make your way towards the guys.
Well, I thought they were going to get uniforms for us.
They get the uniforms, and then they make their way.
And spare guns.
Yeah.
I walk by. Hey, gentlemen.
What the hell is going on? What was that explosion?
The warden died, and it set off some explosions, but we found a way out.
Warden died?
I put a pillow on his head, and Garrett kind of went stab happy on his face.
Holy fuck.
He doesn't have a face
anymore.
By the
way, there's a... you probably just assume that that's Garrett.
Right.
Because he's wearing... But he's much... Garrett's a lot shorter than you remember him being.
Who the hell is that?
Happened to him.
Oh, that's some guy we found in the warden's office, locked up.
Some guy you found in the... What the fuck is going on?
In the house.
Oh, I thought he was dead.
Mouse, is that you?
Are you a mouse?
Oh, boy. Hey, guys.
He made motions of lifting his hat to reveal who he was.
Ah.
I
was betraying my... Yeah, I'm sorry. We do Foley work next time.
We really need a Foley artist. Just standing in the back.
Will.
Or narrative.
I should have Will.
We get in the elevator.
Will, you're not allowed to play in any more of our games. You're just going to be the Foley.
Oh, I left my mask up.
I draw my
There's
gun quickly.
Here, let me rev up my chainsaw.
I unsheathe my sword.
Okay, you shoot, guys. Guys.
He sounds really confused.
I got nothing.
whatever, guys, whatever.
Guys, we're actually making good time.
We almost made it. All right, whatever. You guys see Mouse?
This is the pretty damn fucking aliens.
Will being our fully honest is a slight touch to my
mind. No, that's you drinking out of wine. Drinking wine out of Ryan's skull is a good diversion. But this is true. All right, so
I slurp my wine out of Ryan's skull.
So Mouse is here.
Holy shit, I thought they killed you, Mouse.
I think they tried. I'm pretty sure they tried.
They were trying to make the worm thingies bite him, and they don't like him.
They don't like him?
Yeah, the worm thingies don't want to eat him.
No, I have to say, I've been bitten countless times.
The hell do you do to make that happen?
I wish I knew.
Maybe it's because he's a mouse.
Mouse, you might be the cure.
It's fun playing a character that can speak again.
You chose to not have your last character speak.
I know. It was
a... What'd your last character go,
No, his last character was mute.
Oh, well, all right.
He could talk it in because he got that one line right as he died.
He talks in ham bone.
You ride ham bone.
Hambo.
Okay, well, what's going on, Mouse? That's great. Where the fuck is Garrett then?
He's in the elevator. He found another way out.
Did you guys blow the boiler?
No, we found another way out.
What's the other way out?
What do you mean another way out?
There's a way out through the doctor's office into another sub.
All right, then
you left Garrett by himself in the elevator.
He's not doing.
He's probably halfway there already.
Nah, even if he was halfway there, he'd collapse before he got there.
All right, so let's get the cell open then. Let's get the fuck out of here.
All right, I open their cells. And I got you gifts.
It's done.
I give
you
each.
You got a key. We're there. It's great. Don't worry about it.
Why do I have this thing in my ass?
That's a very good question.
Don't do a good accent.
I'm right there with you on that.
Just tossing that out. I'm not.
Well, I got you guys gifts. Here you go. I got you gifts.
I'm gonna put on the guard's uniform.
Yeah. Okay. You might. You want me to cover that Fu Manchu?
I don't have.
Do you even know
and
what
that's
Fu Manchu
Chinese.
Is?
No, I don't.
I rubbed off on Garrett. Rubbed off a little bit off on you, man.
I'm just ignorant.
I'm not racist. I'm just dumb.
I think this is a story about how Garrett and Vincenzo became best friends.
Yes, it is.
Fellas, here's what's kind of happening though. Did you hear the explosions?
Will you not look at them while they're getting dressed? That's rude.
I turn around.
I don't care. Talk.
It seems that the explosions were a safety valve. The warden, he used to taunt me a lot with, about how I couldn't do anything about it, and I couldn't do anything to him because, he had this watch that would keep everything in check, and if he died, then things would go bad, and he died.
So things are going bad. So now we got to get to the doctor's office.
Wait, how bad is bad?
What exploded?
We don't know.
Great. Okay. So
Well, Garrett said that
he put the watch on. He looked funny for a second. Then he said he knew another way out. So
so your other way out is based on the psychopath.
I thought I was the psychopath.
Put on some kind of magic watch.
I don't know. He put on the watch. He looked blurry for a second, and then he said he found
Everything
a way
else
out.
What's going on here? Is that really sounding all too odd?
All right. Here's the thing. We're going to go with your other way out plan. If we get there and there's no other way out,
you can shoot me in the face.
I'm going to fucking shoot the both of you.
That's fine.
I'm going to shoot him first, and then I'm going to shoot you.
You're going to have to get in line to shoot the other one.
I just want to get out of here because...
Yeah, let's do that.
Where's Curtis?
Oh, no, you know what happened to Curtis.
Yeah, I know what happened to
him. Oh. Curtis dead. I didn't need him. I only ate part of him.
The qualifier I would do.
Nobody said you ate him.
You know, it's kind of a shame. I was looking forward to seeing
Curtis
that race
how
ride.
How would I have known if he was crackers or not?
Well, everyone's going to drown, so.
Are you crackers?
All right.
The one thing he said.
So you let him out, and so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 guards make their way to the elevator. Make sneak checks or disguise checks if you wish.
I'm in.
I don't know.
I'll just sneak check.
Do not have disguise.
Sneak is 34. Sneak. Disguise is 1.
All right. So I got a 6.
I got an 8. I passed.
Awesome.
I just barely didn't pass.
14 out of 47.
I need 30. I got 36.
Crit, but I succeeded.
I didn't sneak so good.
All right. Well, the guards are 2. Well, how bad did you do?
I have a 50 and I rolled an 80.
Okay. Yeah, the guards did worse. They're too busy, keeping order because the prisoners are up and screaming. The distraction that you wanted may not have been the distraction that you wanted, but this is a distraction.
But it's the distraction we deserve.
Yeah.
I'm the bad distraction.
The prisoners are up and screaming, hey, these guys are escaping. They've got guard uniforms.
No, the prisoners are screaming.
I think we're out of
the prisoner. The prisoners are all talking about, you know, screaming about the explosions. Let us out, let us out. The guards are trying to quiet them down. There's too much commotion going on. You make your way to the elevator, you get in.
There was Diet Coke in there, it's fine.
And Garrett is...
Are we boring you, Ed?
The elevator door closes.
And Garrett... Garrett's in the elevator, going up. Looking rather worse for the wear.
Rough day?
We got a throat chopped by one of them, those centipede thingies.
No, had better, had worse. Had a sandwich today.
I gave him some of that profin stuff.
So where are we going?
To where are we going?
I'm gonna visit the doctor, I guess.
Now's not time to go to the doctor. Now's time to show us that other escape plan.
I'm gonna hit the. Well, we're going anywhere. We're hitting the button to the medical bay.
So you hit the I button, and you guys turn your keys, and the elevator goes up to the infirmary.
That's the sound of an elevator going up. No, Derek, that's the sound of an elevator going down. An elevator going up.
I'm sorry.
Thank you.
All right. Once we get into it,
the elevator dings. Guys.
I'd feel bad if you listened to these things.
All right.
But you know what? It's not. It's, of all things, okay, you guys have been kind of mean to Will in the past. This is not me. This isn't mean.
But you should know Will. He gets mad at things, but not
me. This is the thing he would get really mad at.
Yeah, sure.
What? I don't make sound effects. I don't make sound effects. I'm the soundtrack.
We could kill his parents. He'd be like, "Oh, all right, whatever." But like, you know, doing this—that's like killing his favorite dog.
All right,
which is worse than killing his parents?
I guess so.
So you get to the top of
like taking his lunch money.
The infirmary. The doors open up and everyone make a sand check.
Oh, this is not.
I like it.
Oh, damn it!
Good luck, James.
I failed.
Nope.
Woo!
Yeah, I failed too.
Woo!
Yay! I'm in the not only failing person.
I only failed by a teensy bit though.
I got a 4.
Still a fail.
I failed by a fuck of a lot.
I didn't fail at all.
No. That's a permanent for just about everyone.
But how much was it?
I rolled a 10.
Oh, you know what, Ed? I hope you fall off that chair.
So we each lose 10?
If you failed, you lose 10.
Shit.
That's a permanent for me.
Box 7.
How do you figure out permanent?
What's your POW?
I'm 13.
Oh, so it's not a permanent for you.
God damn it.
If you passed, it's a 1.
Did you pass?
No, I failed.
If you passed, it's a 1.
It's a 1?
Yeah.
I have to take 1.
Oh, you poor baby.
We make idea checks. 65.
Oh, yeah, we make
idea checks.
I made my idea check.
Do I not have to worry about it, though?
Oh, I made my idea check.
No, you still get a temporary. You
I
get
failed
temporary.
My idea check, thank God. Wait, no, my idea is 85. Roll the 66. God damn it!
Damn it, I passed my idea check.
Okay.
Oh, wait, no, I passed my idea check.
Yeah,
damn
if
it.
You pass, passing, this is the idea check you don't want to make. All right, so passing I will, I'll get to that in a second. So the door is open, and what you see is the infirmary has gone mad. Things are overturned, and there are little chitinous, like foot-long millipedes, scurrying about on the floor and the ceilings and the walls.
He's gonna pee on them. I know it's the adult ones. Salt water hurts.
There are patients. There are inmates in the cot cells, the like sick bay cells. That are hot. That like you see one guy in the corner trying to fend off one of the creatures, and it just jumps on him and burrows into his stomach.
Mm-hmm.
You see another guy who's just gyrating, and he's just seizing as foam and blood comes out of his mouth, and you see a little tail twitching coming out of like the side of his head, and.
You know, I'm going to squish every centipede and millipede I see after this. You know that, right?
This mm-hmm. is a hell of a way out.
And, yeah, so that's what you see. So that's why you lost all that sand. There are there's a couple of just dead inmates and a couple of dead guards on the ground.
Since most of the guards are, you know, those creatures, maybe the bugs will leave us alone because they think we're one of them.
Well, we'll see.
One of us. One
of us. Now let's get to your
escape plan.
All right, so Eric, you just got a temporary, correct?
Correct, apparently.
All right, so if you're going to do this individually, I'm going to pee first.
James is now.
Wait, you're going to pee?
Yes.
All right, Eric.
No, guys.
Eric.
Mm-hmm.
Homicidal mania.
I'd have to kill him.
Oh, good.
You need to get out, and anything that is in your way needs to be killed.
How long does this last?
All right, Python can go first.
It lasts for...
He doesn't know the way.
I don't think I have any weapons.
10 rounds.
You got a gun if you got... Oh. If they got
yeah.
us...
Okay.
So, anything that gets in your way, be it friend or foe, needs to be killed. Not just pushed out of the way. It needs to be killed.
What are the stats on the guns we got?
The guns are, whatever your stat is in handgun.
Okay.
And 1d10 is the damage.
I should have taken some points in that.
So, Alex,
oh, well.
Alex and Ryan, you get permanents?
Yeah. Yep.
Well, indefinite.
Yeah. Indefinite.
I only have skill in rifle. I can't use a handgun.
Well, you can't. You base a 20.
Cool socks, Derek. There's trees.
There are trees in them.
Mug.
I appreciate a good sock.
Yo!
I'm not wearing cool socks today, but I do usually wear some cool socks.
Maybe the doctor had the right idea. Maybe the only way to defeat... I mean, this is such... What's going on right now, it looks like it's anarchy. And, you think that the only way... And there's so much of this in the world, so much death and destruction and evil and anarchy. The only way for that to stop is for a powerful leader to emerge. And this is just one... Your flesh body is just one stage of evolution.
Hmm. Okay.
Maybe you need to make the transformation. Maybe the transformation... is like godhood.
Well, as far as I know, I've got the stuff in me, right?
Mm-hmm.
The stuff.
So eventually I'm going to make the transformation anyway.
You can make a prophet.
You can do with whatever you do this however you want, but you want to make this transformation.
All right.
James, you got a permanent? Cool. Another permanent? Another
permanent? You know what?
What?
Wait, would it be a permanent?
Did you pass your idea check?
You know, I think,
yes,
Brian.
I did pass.
Did you lose another fifth?
I only lost 10.
Okay, so then it's just another indefinite.
You know, what does that bring your total to? Not a fifth at once, just a fifth. Not a
yeah,
fifth
it
total.
Brings me down to 28.
Well, you know what I think?
28
I
out of what?
It was right 65.
So what's your PAL?
13.
20. Let me discuss your sheet. I don't want to math.
Well, you know what I think, Ryan? What? If you want this to happen, you gotta kill the cure.
It's up to Ryan.
I'm just, that's how I would have done it.
Yeah, of course it's how you would have done it, Mar.
Well, I'm just saying. There's only one thing stopping it.
There's nothing stopping it.
You're that's gonna stop. You could stop it.
You have to look at it a couple different ways. It's worked on everyone so far except for me. There's no saying I'm a cure, it just means that I'm an aberration.
I'm just saying, that's how I would have done it. I would try killing
If he looks at it as godhood, would
one
it just
away
be
from
his mouth and stick
another
oh,
thank Jesus.
That would be the
I'm gonna give you
A
that,
and B of it.
I'm gonna give you that one where you pick somebody in the room, pick one of these guys, and whatever their action is, you have to mirror it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm in the mirror game.
Me.
And Alex, you have an indefinite?
Yep.
Guess what, Meyer?
What?
I'm mirroring him.
Oh, that's bad for you. It'll just be you. Exactly.
You're not gonna look so good right now.
Lay down.
We'll do a slow burn with yours. I'm not gonna give it to you quite yet.
Ooh. Okay.
That's rude. Everyone else got theirs.
I didn't go crazy.
Which just means mine's worse.
I passed 9.
All right, so let's do this. Akos, you go first.
To do what?
What's your action?
I don't know. I have no idea what's going on. I do nothing.
Okay.
They open the elevator door. It's chaos. I have no idea where we're going or what we're supposed to be doing.
Well, so I say that's a hell of a way out.
Right.
So where are we going?
This way. As I lead you to the door.
This way. And then
He starts leading you to the door.
And I start walking the same way.
I'm charging the fuck in that direction.
Is there any kind of debris or something I can use as a shield?
Yeah.
All right, so I'm going to pick that up, and if I see any of those fucking things leaping at me, I'm going
to... Okay, everybody makes me a dex times 5 check to make your way through the...
Yep.
Got it.
23 out of something I don't feel like doing.
27 out of 70.
I made it.
Dexy dex.
Something 16. You don't feel like doing? I'm
71 out of 80. Math.
Just take
17
it.
Times 5. I don't want to figure out the number. I got 23.
That's that's 85?
No.
Yes. Look at it like this. If you're less than 50, you're going
to... Oh, yeah, I got it.
So multiply it by 10, then divide it in half.
All right, so you guys managed to make your way through. Meyer, make me a spot hidden check to find the panel.
Okay.
Okie dokie.
Nope.
Picking a
boot. 90.
90?
I got 41, but I'm mirroring you, so I'm looking in the same place as you are.
Yeah, so that would
can I do it again?
Right?
It takes my time, I guess.
Yes.
I'm looking around, messing.
All right, so that's going to mean another dex times 5 check from everybody.
Okay.
Can we all spot him? He's the only one who can.
You don't know
where it is.
Okay. That one I critted.
I critted that one, too.
I didn't crit, but
you can all. The rest of you can make spot hidden at half.
A half, damn it.
Well, I got the second one. I got
nope. No, it was at full. It was at full.
My God, I critted that one too.
Okay.
I did not make that.
So
I rolled a 10. I still totally made it.
So Garrett picks up a pipe and starts swinging, knocking things out, knocking little critters out of the way, and you bolt towards a panel, and you put your hand on it, and nothing happens.
Oh.
And you realize that it's the other way. Did everybody make their second deck side?
Yeah.
All right. So you all make your way through.
What did I draw?
I followed him and I started doing the same thing.
And you press the button.
Yeah.
And the door slides open.
Okay.
Well, there it is.
What do we see behind the panel?
You see a catwalk leading to... You see a catwalk, leading down.
What is the catwalk over?
Water.
I'm going to do a little turn.
Somewhere above ground?
You're not sure. Okay, what it looks to you, it looks like it is a steel chamber that was sort of drained, but they let... It's a pressurized chamber, essentially.
Okay. After you, Mr. Leader.
Ladies first.
I'm gonna get the fuck... I'm gonna run through. I'm heading straight towards... I need to get out.
Okay.
Can we close the door behind us?
Yeah.
I would certainly try that.
Right, yeah.
I'm heading behind Python.
I'm doing whatever Garrett's doing.
I'm waiting for all the ladies to go first, and I'm going.
So you guys walk down the catwalk, and you see there's some fighting going on. It looks like the doctor is trying to get on her submarine... And you see a small submarine. Basically, you walk out and there's a dock, a submarine dock. And you see the doctor looks like she's trying to get onto the small submarine.
The dock's on the dock.
And there are three guards.
Thank you, I appreciate it.
One of them is trying to pull her down, and the other two are fighting each other.
Which one is directly in my way?
The doctor and the guard pulling her down.
All right, well, I'll try.
Can we touch the water?
Yeah.
I'm just going to touch it and salt
water.
So that she's in my way of getting into the sub.
Yeah.
Well, I'm taking my gun out.
Okay.
Trying to shoot it.
So, if you guys want to get sneak attacks on them, are you guys going to attack them, or...?
Well, Eric's in front, and he's going to shoot them, so...
So...
Is it just... How wide is the catwalk?
Two abreast.
No, Eric, go first.
Look, I think it's not one, because if James is mirroring Meyer, then he'd just walk off.
They're in the back, right?
Yeah.
All right, Eric, roll to sneak to make it a free shot.
Nope.
No. Okay. You're too determined. So you take out your gun, and they see you, and they turn around.
Okay.
And you know, it's that typical. They turn around. She drops her maw and salivates and hisses.
Mm-hmm.
So she is infected.
Yeah.
She's patient zero.
Oh, hey, okay.
She turns and hisses, Will.
Do I require a sand check on that?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, me too.
Everybody sand check.
I failed that.
Yeah, Meyer and I
failed that. So pass that one.
I fail.
Ryan.
<okay. laughs> I roll my dice, and all I hear is, I failed, failed it.
Ryan.
I passed.
You passed or failed?
I failed.
Ryan and I both failed.
Okay, so if you passed, take three.
Now I've altogether taken my pal.
If you failed, take one.
Woohoo! What?
Well, all right.
Suckers.
What?
Well,
a fail is a pass was a D3, and a fail was a D20.
I'm so upset.
The
pass is the pass, so we realized what was going on, and that's why we freaked out.
Well,
it's our resume, man.
Okay. So this is the order. Alex can go first, then it's Mug, then it's Mickey, then it's Vincenzo, then it's the guards, then it's the doc, then it's Python, then it's Garrett.
All right, who's closest to me?
The two random guards.
I'm going to grab one and throw him off the catwalk.
Okay, make a grapple check.
Or is it Eric's closest to you?
Damn it.
I crit. I got a one.
Nice. Okay.
You're not going to go until I go.
Yeah, no. I'm not going until
he rolls an 80 and fails. So
whatever
you
do, I'm doing.
All right, so you're grappled.
Yes.
You can throw him next turn.
I'm shooting that bitch.
Ryan.
If Alex has one of the guards, I'm going to grapple the other one.
Okay.
Do I get a bonus next turn for having critted?
Yes.
Okay. And I fail.
You fail. Okay. So. All right.
67.
So, yeah, Alex, you grab the guard. They all sort of turn on you, and you grab the guard. And, Ryan, you go to grab him, but he kind of slips out of your grasp. Because it's damp in here.
It's moist.
Was there was one guard fighting the other one?
Yeah.
Two guards were fighting each other, and one was fighting the doc.
Say like he's seen
right. Ryan and I went to the two guards who were fighting each other.
Like million yards
Mickey.
There.
I was thinking.
Like, oh, God, you see some shit, Eric.
Eric's probably thinking of that gaping maw.
Oh.
Can I get past them at this point?
What?
Maw.
Are we like 2-2 and 2 and we can't go anywhere? Or how does it like they got
you, I'll say you've got you got
the dock is wider than the catwalk?
Yes, the dock is wide and long, so okay. When you come out of the catwalk, you guys are spread out now. You don't have to be
all right.
The two abreast right.
All I can do is like body check things because I can't do anything else.
Anoint your bullets in salt water.
You do have a gun, you have a knife.
I have a handgun.
Yeah.
I'm a horrible shot, though.
20%?
Yeah. Yeah. If it was a rifle, I at least have an outside chance. But
I'm pretty sure I could do more damage punching someone than shooting them.
Yeah. Yeah. I think, I can't, but... if... All right, so wait. We're going fast. So, the doctor is
trying to get up a ladder into the submarine, or down a ladder into the submarine. And the other one is the other guard is holding on to her.
Yeah.
What if I just run into them and try to knock them free, like knock them into the water? Knock them.
You can make a.
Are we infected?
Make that as a headbutt check.
Okay.
Oh, we have the cure, so forget it.
That's a head check?
Yeah.
Head melee?
But, you know, because you're using your whole body, let's make it sort of a combination. Let's call it 35.
35. Let's try that.
Unless you have points in body slam.
No.
Right. I'm the last, so I'm going to go with that.
No. A 60 does not do that.
Okay.
I miss them and go careening into the water myself.
You
run at them and you just like you get to the stairs and there's a staircase going up to the and you can't get the right leverage.
Okay.
But you're there.
All right.
Which may or may not be good. Vincenzo.
James.
I go when Meyer goes.
All right.
That's I don't know why you're asking me. I'm like,
so you're
standing there. Do whatever action Meyer makes.
Alex, the guard who you are grappled with is going to bite you.
Okay.
With his little mouth.
Even though I got a crit to grapple him?
I mean, you're grappled. It doesn't mean he can't bite.
Okay.
Did I tell you what? Because you critted, let's say that you have him at an angle where he can't bite you. That's fair. Rye guy.
Yes.
You are going to... they're going to attempt to bite... no, you know what? He is going to attempt to sock you. All right?
Pow! Right in the kisser.
Yeah, he's going to pow you right in the kisser. All right. That is a 6. That is... That is 6. Alright. As he throws his hand out and it's sort of in, you know, that same elongation that I described to Meyer before.
He goes Mr. Fantastic on me.
Yeah. And his skin just sort of sloughs off and where it was, you see what looks like a feeler, a pincer.
Ugh.
That just whaps into your chest and gashes your chest open a little bit, and you take 6.
All right,
6. That gashes your chest open a lot.
I'm still up. The doctor is going to attempt to knock the guard into the salt water.
Okay.
So she's not attacking you.
That's fair.
Yeah, so she bats him away and he just falls over the railing into the seawater.
Okay. Oh, that was him screaming at a splash.
Yeah. I thought the splash was gone.
Still in my path.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot.
Right, roll the shoot.
Damn it! 28 out of 20.
Wait, how close is that? Because he was running ahead.
Yeah.
If you're in point blank, it's
then doubles. It doubles.
Yeah, okay, so yeah, right. Then you hit. Roll for damage.
Doubles.
What's your dex? What's your dex? Double your dex?
Double my dex, 28.
Okay, yeah, you're
dead. I did 5.
5?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sorry, my insanity might make the guy who knows how to drive the sub die.
Yeah, so...
Derek can do it, too.
Your bullet just sort of chips a piece of her carapace off.
Mm-hmm.
It goes through her lab coat, and you see that underneath is a piece of is brown chitin,
and it just sort of breaks a little bit of it off.
Mm-hmm.
And then it reforms.
Mm-hmm.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good timing, Meyer. What are you doing?
I'm going to shoot the doctoress.
Well, we just found out that she heals herself.
Okay.
Got to get her in the water.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so I'm going to have to go and run up to her and try to tackle into the water.
I'm going to do the same thing.
So she's going to have two people tackle
her. That's funny. That's, like, funny in a cool way.
What?
He's following him.
Yeah.
So he's going to go running at her. So he's going to go running at her. Just thinking it's kind
of... Alright, so both of you make me... What did I... make me grapple checks.
No, it was 35.
Well, no, because he was body checking.
Right.
They're grappling.
Yeah. I was just flinging myself at them and I failed.
I got an 8.
I got a 15 out of 45.
Okay, so you're both grappled.
Well, if we're running at her and...
Right.
Spearing her into the water, I mean... I don't know, are we, like, throwing her in or are we just running at her and...
You gotta get her. You gotta throw her. Yeah,
let's
get
hold of her first.
Let's make. You know what? Let's make a because you're running. Let's make a strength.
Well, I'm asking Maya. Is he running to charge her?
I'm charging her into the water.
Okay. So
I was gonna edge her. I'm spearing her right.
So make a strength times 5.
Well, you're edging. I'm Goldberg. So
okay.
You're
strength times 5.
Man, I didn't get to throw my guy right in the water.
No, we're going in with her.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can swim.
We're spearing and goring.
All right. So it's really hard for me to fail. I got a 9. All right. So I just had to do 18 times 5. All right. So I'm rolling at a 90.
So what is this?
68.
Times 5.
68?
Yeah.
Oh,
strength
times 5. All right. I got 68 as well.
Good mirror.
Yeah.
All right. She beat you with a 38.
Oh, well, we're grappled, though, so...
You're grappled, but she stands her ground.
Okay, well, next turn.
And then
what is she, in Florida?
Shut up.
Sorry.
What is she?
So next turn, we'll just pick her up and throw her.
All right, so... Tai Chi.
Into the drink.
Tai Chi. Right,
make a strength times 5 check.
Do I get a bonus for having crits? Is it?
Your bonus was that you didn't get bit.
Ah, that's fair. Strength times 5. That's still pretty good. But I'm pretty sure I failed. Now I need to math.
What's your strength?
16.
80.
Damn it, I got an 88.
Okay, yeah, he's too heavy. You can't get a good...
Alright, well, I'm still grappling him.
Yeah.
Next
mug.
Alright, that guy who just, punched at me with his crab claw. I'm taking out my gun and I'm shooting him.
Okay. Roll to shoot.
Okay.
Should we tell him they're kicking him in the nuts?
Made that 19 thing. Out of 40.
Yeah. Right, roll for
kick him in the nuts.
Kick him in the nuts.
They don't got armor in the nuts.
They don't got armor in the nuts.
Kick him in the dick.
Nine damage.
Nine damage.
All right.
Why are you copying me?
Why are you copying me?
I see.
It's like the Miz and Damien Sandow.
Did you see my balloons?
Yeah, they're great.
Miz liked it too. He retweeted it.
Oh, nice.
That was kind of cool.
All right.
Did Damien Sandow also retweet it?
Mickey.
That would be awesome.
Mickey, what are you doing?
I can't do a damn thing.
Damien Sandow.
I guess I'm a horrible shot, but I could try to. I almost said I'd shoot her while you're holding on to her.
She can heal anyway.
Yeah, but a headshot's different than a body shot.
Boom, headshot.
You don't know.
You don't know. You don't know. You don't know. I agree to all of those things.
Apparently, you don't know. What do you know?
You know what? I'm gonna attempt to do my Mickey body check one more time. That she's grappled inside the two, you know.
Okay.
And your Mickey Rooney body slam?
Yeah.
And roll it at 35.
Yep, here we go.
Oh, you the Ram?
Yeah, that's right. Randy the Ram. How's a 6?
All right, roll your strength times 5.
Strength times 5. 50 out of more than that. 50 out of 60.
Okay.
See, Derek doesn't like the math either.
No, but my math is easy. It's just 12 times 5.
What's math?
All right, so you knock her off of the sub, and she and the four of you start to plummet into the drink. She's going to attempt to grab hold of you know, the side of the sub
as
she's falling, which she does.
Of course, she does.
So she is falling. If you guys want to grab on, make up.
Well, I figured we were grabbed on, considering we were all grappled.
Well, this jolt is going to.
Right.
What are we doing? No,
and I just came in and did a cross body block.
Dex times 5.
Oh,
yeah, well, I got that. I definitely got that.
Definitely got that. Strength is fine, whatever.
Definitely
if you want to use your strength or your dex, whatever.
Okay.
I'm good either way.
I'd rather strength, because it's a much... pass me.
Okay, so you guys are hanging on to her still. Now let's see if she can hold your weight. And she can.
Wow.
God damn
she can hold mine. I'm not very big.
How is she holding on to the deck? Like, is her hand in somewhere where it, now that there's nothing in the way of my path, I'll be running in there. Maybe by chance I step on her hand.
No, she's holding on to
my
toe. She's holding on to, like, the side of the sub.
Oh.
And the handguns that they gave us are automatics?
Yes.
45s, probably.
Yeah, so I get another shot at half decks, right?
Okay. So the guards are still going. Ryan, you're going to get grappled.
All right.
And that is a success. You're grappled.
All right.
And the other guard is going to try to break free of your grapple.
Wouldn't that be contested on the resistance table?
Yes.
No!
My strength is 16.
And I realized I should have taken someone swim. I took only I got 35 out of 25.
Oh, I have a 35 too.
Well, I'm not gonna. I might be drowning when I fall into that water.
Oh, dead on. 50 out of 50.
Fuck that guy.
So yeah, he sort of.
What's your swim, Gene?
He explodes.
He more or less explodes out of his armor.
No,
with his
very deep.
Extra feeler arms.
Of course,
and pushes your arms aside.
Fuck that guy.
Well, maybe it's for its dock. Maybe it has to flood protection.
And we could go into the water. We can still hold on to the side of the sub.
Is there anything directly in my path between the sub and me?
No.
I'm getting the fuck in the sub.
Okay, so Eric, you jump into the submarine.
Yeah.
We're gonna drown.
Garrett.
Is he gonna leave us? You're gonna leave us, Alan. Son of a bitch.
My only thing was to get to where I was. I'm still in the plan with you guys.
No, you want to get out of here.
I don't know, Ed, what your judgment
on that. Remember.
You wanted to get out. There was anything in your way you needed to get rid of, but
you're home free.
Yeah.
Well, now you have to, go through the whole startup of the sub.
I will say that probably by the time you get it started, you will have come to your senses.
Okay,
so
cool.
You don't just get into a sub and
go.
Well, you'd have to
Python out, bitches.
Thank God they left it idling.
You'd have to pressurize it,
right? Garrett.
Rockets the paddle.
I don't even think you remember to close
the hatch. Now, Garrett, Mickey, and Vincenzo are hanging off the doctor who is hanging off the side of the
sub. Can I, somehow leverage it so I can maybe push her off?
You can kick off the wall and try and push her off.
I'm going to try to somehow. I'm not sure what the role would be. I'm trying to, knock her off. Get her grip.
Make a kick check.
All right.
I guess I'm doing that.
To kick yourself off of.
Are we able to grab on the side of the sub in an area where we are, or no?
13.
I got 12.
One of those side ladders or a porthole or something.
Yeah.
All right.
13
and a 12.
And 12.
Okay, strength times 5.
Ooh.
48 out of 80.
Guys.
27 out of 90.
Okay. So you kick yourself off, and she loses grip.
Alrighty.
And,
you're going in too, Derek.
Let's
I can grab a hold of something real quick.
The three of you, plummet into the salt water.
Alrighty.
Obviously, we put her so that she breaks the fall.
Well, I mean, it's not that far of a drop.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Either way, I'm not belly flopping into this.
Okay, next turn.
Alex.
So now that she's in the water, isn't she like psychically linked to all these guys?
Yeah.
So what happens to them when she falls in the water?
Nothing.
All right, then I'm just going to punch him in the face.
Right, roll the punch.
Yep, 20 out of 50.
Two doll chap.
Is that your martial arts?
Yep.
Then do it.
Sorry, baby, not my type.
So that is 1d3 plus 1d6.
I told you no. Sorry, three, baby, not my type.
Two. Six.
Six.
That was terrible. Do not use those dice ever again.
I'll use your mom again.
Only what? Temporary idea checks.
Wow. Why would you say that?
No, that would be bad. You want to fail them sometimes.
But I thought those dice made you fail.
No, I just did 6 damage.
No.
Out of a possible 18.
Alex is just a failure at life.
All right. Next we have Mug Malone. All right, how is this guy holding?
Does he at least look hurt when I punch him in the
this
face?
Guy? Yes.
Okay.
So you
I shot him
back
before.
And you punch him in the face, okay. And he it looks like his the carapace on his face starts to crack a little bit.
Carapace, who is he? Is he?
How is this the guy?
Wait, he has carapace on his face now?
Yeah.
I thought that was the one place that didn't have carapace.
No, he does.
No, unlike the side of his face.
Oh, okay.
Who is he, Duncan?
This isn't even my final form.
The guy has you basically in a bear hug.
Okay, so he's got his arms wrapped around me.
I thought there was something crawling in my neck. I'm like, how freaky would have been if it was a centipede?
Yeah, can I jam my gun in his gut and shoot him?
Right, roll it.
Can I see your hat, James?
Yes.
That's not any hat. It's a hat.
All right, made that.
It's just 32
out of 40.
Pretty much. All right, and roll for damage.
Kind of tiny.
Four more. Okay. I forgot to let you go at half dex again, so if you want to take another shot.
Oh, yeah, sure.
If it's perfect.
I miss that.
Okay. So, yeah, you managed to pump another slug into him.
You can undo it, Adam.
They're not slugs. Right.
How many did you do?
Four. So far, 13 total.
Yeah.
All right, so, yeah, you pump a slug, you know, into his side, and he doesn't like it.
Well, I mean, last time I got punched, I got
shot in the side.
Mickey,
what are you gonna do?
It bugged me. I'm gonna try to move along so I can get to the dock.
Guys,
okay.
I think that's one of my favorite new things.
I figure I could do that.
Well,
I'm just kind of slide my hands along the side.
Guys.
Get to the cat. I'm sure I know it's a sub, so there's nothing I can grab a hold of at the level where
splashing guys.
I'm trying to work myself over and get to
okay,
the
so make a dex times 5.
Oh no, there's a shark coming! Guys,
try
guys,
to climb up.
Guys.
Could the shock of the cold water
I did not
me out of my repeat?
Okay, so you're trying to get a grip and you can't get a grip on the side. Alright. Ryan.
This guy.
Yeah. So the guard has
score
you
75 or 76.
Bear hug.
Yeah. Nice.
Is going to try to headbutt.
Yes, how upset him. All
right.
Failed.
Yeah, it was
which
not good.
He does.
But you're the cure. We gotta save you,
Ryan. Look out.
We gotta keep you alive.
Ryan, there's a guy there.
It's that guy.
You might want to take care of him,
Ryan. I'm trying. Take 4.
What? All right.
How you doing, Ryan?
I got 4 left.
Hey, you're in the same boat as me, buddy.
Breaks your nose with his face.
Oh, that's terrible.
The chitin feels like steel.
Okay.
Cold
and
steel?
It's cold and
steel, as in the shack heel.
I was gonna try to help you, Mug.
It's not cold steel. It feels like warm, malleable steel.
That's what shack it was.
It's as hard as steel.
Okay.
But it's alive. It's
balls
moving and wriggling, and it's got vitality.
Hail to the king, baby.
And it hits you right in the face and breaks your
balls
nose.
Balls of steel.
The
balls of steel.
Other guard.
Alex has a broken nose.
He grappled you, right? So
no, he didn't.
What did you do?
I broke Alex.
He broke from my grapple.
Right, he broke from your grapple. Okay.
I broke Alex's nose in the first game.
He is going
to
attempt
to kick Alex's nose in real life.
All right.
Well, he looks like that.
Don't tell.
Which he does.
Say that to other people.
I can't do like a cool counter since we're in fisticuffs.
You can dodge, but that would be a turn.
Nah.
I mean, I know he told us he walked right into a door, so but we don't know what really happened.
Do you want to walk into a door?
No, I don't.
Then keep remembering that.
Alex, I dropped it. I'll let you decide before I show it to you. Should I keep it or not?
No.
No?
That's two. No, it's a one.
It was a good call. All right, take two.
No.
Yes.
Nope.
Okay.
One of his foot comes up in an arc and just kicks you in the side of the head.
For two? You probably hit me in like the leg. Well, that was fine, whatever.
Yeah.
And your small Asian penis.
Sorry, Asians.
Oh.
My size is 18.
I'm sorry. Why did I
Nothing about
that?
Me is small.
Alright, please tell.
Are they gonna sign you up for the basketball team when you get out of this?
No, they're gonna sign me up for the fuck you
Asian listeners Damn, can make a comment about how small my penis is.
So Meyer. The doc in her last
that's a good one, Alex.
You know,
fuck you with that stupid face
is going to try to drag you down under the water with him.
Well, that's okay.
I'm going down. I'm taking you with me.
Well,
it takes me so much. I lost the game.
Oh no, I lost the game.
God right. Damn it!
And James drowns himself.
Are you going to dodge?
James swims down to follow.
I would like to. Yeah.
Okay. Well, that's your turn then.
Well. All right, it's better than
so. His turn is not drowning. That's a good
turn.
That's a turn.
Can we say the coldness of the water shakes me out of
my?
My
dodge. I got a 38 out.
That does not beat her 20.
Okay, well, I'm getting
sorry.
Drowned. That's cool.
All right, so she
I can swim if I beat her.
So she grabs
you. Drowned yet? How many turns until I drown?
One.
11D.
Probably, well,
right?
She...
It's probably based on my con, right?
She has you in a vice grip.
Okay, I can try to break it.
She's gonna die, so...
Drowning, yep.
Alex, give you up the drowning rules.
But she has special... She has special...
Submerge yourself in water. Of course she's fucking special.
If the investigator is unable to breathe, the player attempts a D100 roll of con times 10... or less during the first combat round. In the second round, it's con times 9. Yep. In the third round, it's con times 8, and so on until it's con times 1, and it stays at the multiplier thereafter.
Right. All right. So her, she does special damage with grapple, because she's a monster.
There goes me. Later, boys.
If the roll fails, the character has inhaled
Holy
the medium,
crap, I rolled 12.
Breathe.
Well, there goes me. Goodbye, boys.
Nope, never mind. Okay. Doesn't
Garrett, we knew you well. You made a sandwich.
All right.
You literally cannibal in a boiler room.
You're not helping. James is going too. Can he help? Yes.
No, because he's mirroring you, so he's probably going to die too. So he wraps. So she wraps her feelers around your arms, Meyer, and just pulls.
Wow.
And you look over and you see Garrett just get all four of his limbs ripped off.
Oh well.
Oh.
And James reflexively just explodes.
I just all of a sudden.
All this fucking work and die.
I'm not
in the bag.
I didn't watch that.
No, I couldn't see it.
Everybody. Everybody make me a luck check to see if you noticed it.
I would say
I'm trying to struggle to get myself
all right,
inside.
I will
it, so.
Say the two of you make a luck. All right.
I rolled a 17.
That's fine.
I'm in the submarine.
James probably saw he's mirroring me.
33, I don't see it.
He did just fall into
He just
water.
Sees it. I don't want to do that.
you know what? Meyer's got a point.
What?
You are mirroring him.
I am mirroring him, but we just fell into water. There's no guarantee that I can actually see what
okay,
where
but
he
you
is.
Are what okay. We'll get there. all right. Python. You're
yes.
gonna start up the sub.
Yes I am.
All right.
All this work just
are we at 8 yet?
Garrett, what are you gonna do?
I'm dead.
All right.
well, your limbs are ripped off.
You
still have some life left.
Vincenzo, what are you going to do?
I got to find Garrett.
All right, so you look at Garrett. Now make
a
sense.
I'm looking for Garrett. I don't look at Garrett.
So make a
That's
spot.
It's about hidden. There you go. There you go. You caught on.
I don't know how hidden.
92.
Not really positive.
You can't make it out.
I saw there's blood in the
water. There's too much blood in the water. The three of us, just four of us, just fell off a thing into water. I mean, it's
like chum.
Yeah.
All right, so you can't find Garrett.
So that's so that. Close. Until I find Garrett, I don't know what to do.
Taichi, are we at 8 yet?
Ryan gets a second hit.
Oh yeah, sorry, Ryan. Yes, we're at 8 now.
All right, I'm gonna roll again, and I fail.
Okay, so that was 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 shots, right?
Yep.
So you have, if it's 45,
you should have 9.
Yeah, I should have 4 left.
So you have at least had a sandwich.
All right.
You had a sandwich. You guys, what are you doing?
At least you got it.
I'm gonna punch the guard. Well,
oh fuck.
What?
Meyer's wearing the watch.
Yep.
The explosion already happened.
I mean, the explosion already happened, but he had a link to something.
Oh well. Can I just push the guard over?
You can make a strength check.
Yeah.
What happens then? I got the watch.
But strength times 3 or just
5?
Strength times 5.
Well, the watch isn't really on you anymore because your arm isn't really on.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. 61 out of 80. Yeah.
So you say fuck this and you shove the guard and he loses his footing and falls over the side into the into the seawater.
Good.
Mug.
That's all I wanted to do.
I spent the last first 2 games doing nothing in a jail cell. I didn't and I
died. We did all the work and they get to escape.
Can I just charge
good plan.
And
I told you to stick to the plan.
And jump
we
into
did
the water.
Stick to the plan.
I'm sorry.
Can I charge? He's holding me. Is he a big guy? Like, if I shoot him again, do you think I can take him down this round, or...
If you get enough damage, yeah.
All right. So, I'll shoot him again. And I make that.
TPK.
All right. Roll for damage.
Was not a crit.
I place a satchel charge on
seven
the side
more.
Of the submarine.
Seven more. Okay.
TPK.
Not quite enough.
Well, they might be infected. Oh, wait, no.
I've done 20 damage to him so far.
He's armored.
All right.
All right, Mickey.
I'm going to attempt to get out again because that's all I can do.
Dex times 5.
Yep. I mean, I'm bobbing in the water. That one I did not make. Jesus. I'm just like,
What are you trying to do?
All I'm trying to do is get to the dock. But I can't, so I'm trying to get a hold of the sub to get me over to the dock. And I can't. The sub is too slippery. I can't hold it.
All right.
Also, you can't swim.
What's that?
You can't swim it right away.
Exactly. So the only hope I have is holding on to the sub, and I can't grab it.
Goodbye, Cure.
The last remaining guard, Alex.
The one that's fighting Ryan.
Yes. The last remaining guard, Ryan, is going to. Try to headbutt you again.
Okay.
How much more of his nose are you going to break? I mean, the only thing that can happen now is you send the cartilage into his brain
and
kill him.
I'll say he's going to attempt to do what the doctor did to Mike. He's going to, just basically try to crush you with his
vampire
feelers.
It wasn't good for me.
That is an inhale.
Well, he's got me pinned, so...
Nope, I think this is a.
I think Eric's the only one that's going to make it out of here.
Yay, Eric!
And maybe Akos. I'm going to blow up the submarine. Don't worry about it.
Three.
With what?
The satchel charge I have in my back pocket.
You don't have a satchel charge.
Okay. He also said he never said he didn't.
All right, Ryan, take 8.
All right. When I was in the armory, I took satchel charges.
That kills the shit out of me.
Oh no!
Welcome to the party, Ryan. So it cuts to you and me. So you didn't make it either, huh? What happened to me? I don't remember the last thing I think that bitch grabbed me.
If I meet you in the afterlife, I'm beating the shit.
Why?
Because you led us here! Because we had a fucking plan and you did none of it!
I did all of it!
And you cut us off!
You did none of it!
Alright.
You just did it!
Before we start to really fight, Ryan, his feelers just sort of go through you.
You know what I think we should blame for all this?
For a second.
Well, Ed.
For a second, you think he missed. And then you look down, and your top half and your bottom half just slide apart from each other.
I failed that sand check.
Is it like in Resident Evil when the guy with the laser?
Yeah,
just thinking that, yeah.
And you just slide, your top half and bottom half just slide apart from each other.
The beginning of Ghost Ship?
Ghost Ship.
Alex,
I was about to say, where everyone's just like,
you
the
failed?
Color goes through.
Yep.
Yeah.
All right.
Even the girl who's too short.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry, I spoiled the beginning of Ghost Ship for everyone.
Damn it, I'm out.
19.
It's definitely not 1d20.
Beginning
watching
really
a friend die.
Watching a friend die. Watching a friend
was
die
a friend?
Violently.
Yes!
your friends.
You guys were bunkmates. Not for Christ's sake.
1d20 is like ridiculous.
Yeah.
No, that's Cassine Cthulhu's 1d100.
It is definitely not 1d20.
I shouldn't talk.
I mean, it doesn't matter. It's the end of the game.
It's probably it matters to me.
Probably at least an 8 or a 10, but it's still.
Yeah.
Then again, also, did they, Ed ever explain what thing you had?
Alex is part of
the. Witness of friend's violent death is 1d6.
D6, okay. So, 6.
Alright.
That's. No.
Well, it's indefinite, right? Because it's 5 in an hour.
No, that's a temporary. No, but
temporary.
Not another. Actually, that's another permanent, too.
Okay. Make your idea check.
I still haven't gotten my first permanent. Yep, I pass.
Okay. All right, so...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. Yours.
Yeah, I'll get there.
Okay.
That's not fair.
Why?
I'm just going to get in the sub and then kill everyone.
You're not going to kill everybody in the sub.
I'm going to kill everybody.
He might.
I won't do that, I promise.
For a while, I didn't know if I was Garrett or a guard, because I got a text from Ed. Was like, hey, is it okay if Garrett dies and the guard's in the elevator pretending to be Garrett? I was like, all right. But he never said okay. I was like, so I'm like, so I had it. I'm like, am I Garrett or not? What am I doing? Like, either way, I was like, the guard wants to survive, so he's probably going to join.
All right, so, Ryan gets cut in two. Mickey.
Welcome to the
club.
I'd like to try to get out of the water.
99.
I succeed this time.
Nice.
Alright, so yeah, you managed to pull yourself up. Eric, you're still doing the thing.
Still working on that sub.
Vincenzo.
I'm looking for Derek. I found him.
Okay.
He found Garrett's arm.
Make a sound check.
I'm just picturing if this were.
He's got an audible.
If this were a movie, you'd be like reaching down and you'd feel a hand. Oh, I got him! I pull it up and it's
just an arm.
I got a 2. I passed.
Okay, so yeah,
it's a Rolex arm.
And then just take one.
It looks yummy.
So how do I mimic this? Do I just pretend to be a hand?
It just breaks the end of that.
You see his body start to sink. He's, let's say, maybe he's bleeding to death, and you look and you see him screaming and starting to sink.
Oh, wow.
All right, so I start screaming and start to sink.
I'll keep you alive. You're badass. You have no limbs. You're still alive. You're just screaming.
Oh, no. You passed at 0 to witness a friend's violent death.
All right. I'm suffering, though. That's good. Oh, salt water on an open...
Oh, no!
Oh, God, that's why I'm screaming. I'm in pain.
And you start gurgling.
He's going down into the water.
I honestly going down into the water with him.
Just for reference, Ed, 2d10 is seeing a gigantic severed head fall from the sky.
Oh, okay.
All right, well,
I don't know why
cut
that's
my,
the example.
I gotta cut off my head and throw it out to the dock.
It's called Cthulhu, of course.
Giant. All right, Taichi.
So that guy just murdered Ryan, but that guard's still alive.
We were the show.
I'm gonna push him right into the water.
Now the scrubs are gonna.
All right, make a
strength times 5.
Yeah. You know, gain from our rewards.
Yeah, 40 out of something.
We'll meet each other. No one to blame for this, but Ed.
He beat you with an 18. Yeah.
Damn it.
Hang out.
Mickey. I'll be eating human flesh.
Yeah. I'll say that you can spend this turn climbing. Uh-huh. You don't have to make another roll.
Yeah.
What about helping Vincenzo out of the water?
He has to get out of the water.
I'm not much better.
I'm just fucking around.
He can't swim anyway.
Right.
Alex, the guard, is going to try to
he just met us. Why reason does he have to save us other than the fact that we saved him?
And
I'm just trying to
let him to the shit show.
Yeah, you know, I'm just sitting in a box for 2 years.
And then we let you out and kill the wardens.
Sharp feelers.
Yeah, we probably would have found out about the watch if we was able to pick that lock in the first try. But
I want a TPK, baby. Ever since I died, I don't give a fuck anymore.
Well, Eric's probably getting out at least.
Yeah.
Unless he crashes the sub.
I don't count Eric as a character. I'm counting as Python, because Eric's character's dead.
I ate him.
Right. I'm still good.
I ate part of it.
Okay, so yeah, you lose your left hand.
Ouch. I needed that.
I hope Eric rolls a 99 for piling this up.
As his feeler just wraps around your hand and crushes
what is the malfunction of the submarine?
The bone just sort of rips it off.
Well, he's definitely going to bleed out and die.
Well, maybe.
Ooh. No, I'm not bleeding out yet.
Well, if your arm's ripped off, you're going to bleed
out.
It's
only his hand.
Oh, he could. He could. They could stop the bleeding.
I'm Japanese.
No.
Yeah.
Oh.
Oh no.
Oh, God. Well, then I'm just going to point my fire arrows out.
All right, Taichi.
Well, the salt in the blood.
Wait, is it back to me already?
Vincenzo?
Well, no. Yeah, well, Vincenzo. James, but
that's
he's following
turn order
me.
Is dead.
So, Vincenzo, Vincenzo, what are you doing?
I'm swimming after Garrett. So unless my thing comes off. I mean,
you're under the water, drowning.
I'm not drowning, I'm swimming.
It's con times 10.
Con times 10.
And then it goes down each round. Con times 9, con times 8.
Okay, so
and if he ever fails, he takes 1d6.
Make a con times 10 check.
What is my con?
What is it?
Times 10?
Yeah.
Just don't roll 150. Just don't roll. I got a 2.
Yeah, don't roll 100.
Okay. Mm. So you're not drowning yet.
All right. So how long am I mirroring Meyer?
I think I said 7 turns, so it's been...
It's been like 3. 3. Four.
It's been like one, three.
It's been like
5.
5.
He's been marrying Myers since we were...
So let's say 5 turns. Right. You have 2 left. You have to survive 2 more turns.
He's a medical bee.
But then you have to swim back up. So this is your first time swimming down.
Yes. Taichi. Oh, Eric,
I'm still working on this.
You have to also pass a swim check. Probably.
So this guy just ripped my hand off. Yeah. How hurt does he look?
Very.
I'm just going to punch him with my other hand.
All right, roll it.
Oh, that's badass.
Yeah, that is badass. Yeah.
Does he get a penalty for having one hand and not using his dominant hand?
He built off my left hand, so it's not my dominant.
Just because I want it to be badass, I'll say that he left a shard, like a sharp bone.
Oh,
God. Oh, so I just... All right, so... Oh. No, I don't care how badass. That's going to hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I don't do that.
No, I'm
actually cringing thinking about it.
Yeah, yeah no, I got a 41 to hit him.
Okay, roll for damage.
This is D3. That's 3. 6, 12.
Yeah, nice. So you scream in rage. And you,
pain.
And pain, and you punch
rage.
Through his face and just sort of pull out brown goo.
Okay. Oh, I get sanity back for killing. Oh, I get 2 things of sanity back.
Yes.
At least I killed the bitch.
Yes.
I'm the big hero of this group.
It's true.
Yep, you got everybody killed.
You're welcome. Yeah, well, you're all criminals anyway. You're not good people. It's like an Oz.
How much sanity do I get back?
No one.
It's like an Oz.
We killed the warden. We killed the big creature, and we killed the doctor.
Let's say you get back 5.
Like, I remember watching
Twice,
Oz, and it was like,
them, right?
I'm like, wow, everyone's better. I'm like, oh, because in prison, everyone's a fucking terrible, so good. All right. I don't care I kill everyone. Everyone's terrible people.
So,
I mean, I even deserve to
James,
die.
Make a con times 9 check.
Taichi is reformed.
All right, so now you realize...
You guys never got to
you
hear
realize
what
actually make one more con times 8.
Con times 8.
I'm sorry.
Right. Oh,
Taichi didn't even commit the
60.
Crime that he
yeah,
was
so
in
I'm good.
Jail for.
Okay, so you realize what you're doing.
I thought that was troop zero,
just,
so it's like, oh god, no,
Japanese,
but no.
So.
You realize what you're doing.
He did it, but he was
yes,
first
swim, baby.
And you start to swim up. Make a con times 7
check. For the listeners that he had the misfortune of being Japanese in World War II America.
Sorry, I gotta do big math.
He doesn't make a swim check to swim up.
Okay, yeah, no, I'm still good.
Con times 6.
Yep, 35.
Con times 5.
Shut up. I can't do it in my head that quickly.
You
7.
Okay.
You
lost
that.
Yeah,
so you get up to the top and you're fine. Alright, so now that the bloodbath is over, what's everybody doing?
I'm dead.
I'm still working on getting this up going.
Yours is over too, Eric.
Running, right. I'm running to the sub.
I'm being in 2 pieces.
Okay, so
I'm gonna get to the sub.
Am
so
I
get,
in heaven
you
or
get to the surface.
Where the hell is everyone else?
Right here. I'm squeezing the bloody stump of my hand.
You lucked out. You didn't make a swim check. I would have.
Well, I still gotta get out of the water. Now
that's
I'm just not drowning myself.
They're all dead. We just gotta get
what?
Those other 2 guys up.
Holy shit!
But you definitely
I'm up at this point.
So I gotta get to
I'm tearing the sleeve off the guard uniform.
Okay.
And vaping. I'm going to make a first aid check for myself. I fail. So I'm just going to wrap the sleeve around.
Okay.
Is there anything I can throw to James to help him get back to the dock?
There's no rush right now, so because all the enemies are dead. So yeah, you can just throw him something and okay. help him up. All
right. So that's what I do.
So the three of you get into the submarine with
Garrett's dead.
Which one was he? My character's in other characters as well.
You're the one who made me do this, you idiot.
What?
You got me into this whole predicament.
Oh, okay, so then my character doesn't say that. I don't remember what my character knows. This is my character.
All right, so yeah, the three of you get into the submarine and...
Wait, where's Mug?
He didn't make it.
He's over there.
Everybody make one final sound check for learning the fates of the rest of your...
I'm not making a sound check for Meyer. Fuck that guy. I'm glad he's dead.
I made mine.
Right.
I made it.
Yeah, okay, you're all fine.
That guy who called me Chinaman every chance he got, I was going to kill him if he made it onto the sub.
That's true.
But fuck it.
But he was the one that knew how to get us out of here. He found this.
Yeah, he knew how to get us
and look how great that turned out.
Hey, you're not there. You can't say anything, Ryan.
I can feel him in the back of my head.
All right. My character died with a hateful glare on his face.
And they were bunkmates for, 5 years, you guys said?
I learned how to read his hateful glares. That one definitely said, fuck Curtis.
All right, so,
hey!
Wait, what?
Hey, why Give Curtis?
Garrett.
Garrett.
Hey, why
Curtis?
You don't know my name. I never said it.
So you guys start your... You start the sub.
And where no one's paying attention...
I said
attention.
My name is Abraham Lincoln. I remember vividly.
And
where no one's paying attention, I kill Tai Chi and eat him in the back.
You
Tai Chi! My name is not Tai Chi!
He said Tai Chi!
Well, he was wrong.
That's what I said. That's why I made fun of him before for saying
my cannibal friend. Eat him.
I'm gonna... Yeah. He's the closest to death, so I'm just gonna eat him.
I'm also the closest to kicking your ass.
Yeah. You pilot your way out of...
Wait, make him do a pilot check.
Yes.
Navigate?
Yeah, that's fine.
Please fail.
Nope. 85 out of 90.
Okay, so you
God damn it. Yes. I was hoping he critically fails and we crash into the rocks and die anyway.
So this is how we'll end it. So
I'm glad I took 90. You guys pilot
your sub out.
I am going to slowly kill each and every one of them and eat them, though.
Okay.
I think by the time you slowly killed the first one, the other two might figure something
out. Well, one's piloting a sub and the other one's... A mouse. I could just...
Alex, I will tell you that your permanent is that,
You think you are Chinese now.
You became Garrett. As you guys are piloting away, you're thinking about, finding a nice apartment in, Utah or Wyoming or some landlocked state.
Staying well way the hell away from the ocean forever,
and you're
Montana.
Just don't go to Salt Lake City.
the idea of water.
So I'm hydrophobic.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Fair enough. I'll say it's fitting.
I was trying to come up with something better, but I couldn't.
Yeah, I would say that's kind of mad because he's definitely not infected.
You're expecting it's a slow burn,
so he wouldn't have to worry about getting
kill
slow.
All of us.
Yes,
he doesn't like water.
I think it would be better if he thought he was infected.
So as that's a good one.
No, hydrophobic.
I think that would be better.
Yeah, I'm going to change it.
Doesn't matter. Game's over.
So you think you're infected?
Your authority's keeper is over.
That's right.
I didn't end the game yet.
Yes, you did. You said this is how it ends.
This is how it
Alex,
ends.
Alex, you moved to a landlocked state.
No, I said as you are pulling away, you think about how you want it. So as you're pulling away, Alex, you look down at your arm and you see a bite mark. And
We don't know what's transferred through bites.
But you can also feel. You can feel something crawling inside
in his brain.
I thought it'd be better if he thought that he was infected, the entire
time.
Well,
it doesn't matter, Alex, because he's going to kill,
so this is all
kill you, anyway.
No, he's not.
Yeah, he's
everybody, you hear a thumping sound from a cabin in the back.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I don't kill everyone and eat them slowly.
Mm-hmm. Are you going to check?
I'm not. I'm grabbing.
You. Open it.
I'm not opening that. You look like you're close to death. Mouse.
Okay, hey, no problem. Just hold the gun.
All right. No,
I can't use these for nothing.
All right, I hold both my guns and point them towards the door.
All right, I open it.
Okay. A waterlogged skeletal, almost corpse of the doctor.
Oh, God damn it.
Falls in and starts just to reach up to you. And she says, "Tell Michael I'm sorry."
I just crush her skull. I don't give a fuck.
And then she dies.
Good, I crush her skull.
I was going to tell
Michael.
I was going to say,
God damn it.
I ain't telling Michael shit.
Who the fuck is Michael?
I don't know.
What's happening back there?
You know Michael?
What?
Do you know Michael?
Don't think
I don't
so.
Know why my accent suddenly went to
Michael.
Something completely different than what I was doing earlier.
Do we know? I mean, with the knowledge.
Does anyone know Michael?
You guys remember that she talked about a Michael who. Well, everybody, make me idea check.
I'm dead. I can't think. Life is meaningless.
I have an idea, but
I don't care.
Nothing matters.
She's the. Why should I tell Michael shit?
I just want to know if we know who Michael is.
Michael is her brother.
Isn't he the one who died?
Yes, he died in Pearl Harbor, and she decided that she needed to find a way to protect the soldiers.
How the fuck are we going to tell
him
she's sorry?
If that's the case, before I crush a skull, I'm going to say, tell him yourself.
Okay.
Then step on her head.
And how the fuck are we supposed to tell a dead guy that sorry? Do we have the
seance? Kill ourselves.
Anyone got some candles?
Be right back.
Seance.
Oh, I got it. I'm piloting.
So that we'll end it there with maybe James ate them or not.
Yes, he did.
Eat nobody.
I'm eating everyone.
I just love that as a title card. Maybe he ate them?
I don't know. Let me roll my luck.
All right, so that was the big break.
It's over.
Thank God.
That's one shot game ever.
All right.
So let's all blame Ed.
No, I blame Will.
God damn it, Will. Oh, and then and then Eric drives the subway.
Guys.
Well, thank you for bearing with me and being my playtesters.
I think it needs some work.
Yeah.
When I say so, I mean a lot.
No, it does.
Here's an idea. Never let James or Meyer play it ever again.
Wait, no. It's,
I think
I just want to say that like we didn't consciously make, you know, like terrible decisions. We just made up random shit and just did it on the way. It's
The premise has legs. I just feel like Alex said, the setting didn't respond appropriately to what they were doing.
Right.
Like, because they should have been caught or killed.
Hey,
or
we
something.
Were in a
well,
toilet
I,
room.
I think one of the things I realized early on was that it was too difficult to do things.
Yeah, because I mean, we're prisoners.
Yeah.
And you did establish
in a bunker.
You did establish really early on, like how draconian the guards are.
Right.
So why would we want to piss them off?
Yeah.
So I think that the reason that that everything responded weirdly was because I think that had it responded accordingly.
Well, I think in that case you need to build something into the scenario like
what
you know, a prison, you know, like a prison network where, you know, we smuggle stuff or
right.
you know, or at least
there's one or two guards that know what's going on that can help out the prisoners.
What if it wasn't a prison, more like a sanctuary, like people volunteer to go there?
Maybe.
Like a paradise.
Because I do like the whole prison break angle. I just feel like you need to build something in that doesn't completely break believability and immersion like that. Like.
Right, no, I agree.
Mario and I intentionally did everything wrong.
There needs to be some sort of mechanic in there to make it possible for you guys to do things.
Like maybe pre-generated characters would be better to something that fits better.
Right.
Or at least something along the lines of, like, write up what the prison routine is and tell the players where the weaknesses are. Like, where can we get away with doing things?
Right.
I mean, I think having everybody as a newbie also might have been a good idea.
Yeah, that's also a tip. Because, like, I feel like there were things that we should have known that we, you know, didn't.
Right.
I think you should probably also set it during the Cold War, because you'd have a lot more, like, the hard plastic faceplates with the darkened glass, like, that, they wouldn't have had that in World War II. Okay. And, like, the radios that everyone's carrying around, like, that wouldn't have been around.
So
have been
set
around.
It during the Cold War.
And because then they're trying to beat the Ruskies, so they'd be willing to, the government would be willing to fund crazy science projects.
Well, or either that, or make that lack of technology part of the ease or part of what allows the players to escape. Because they don't have, like, if the guards don't have radios, then it's a lot easier to, you know, take people out because they don't have complete surveillance.
Right. Yeah.
Like, I felt we didn't really have a lot to go on, so Meyer and I just kind of just did everything outrageously because that's the only thing we could actually think to do to actually get things done.
No, I think, like, I knew as I was running it that it needed something else.
It was fun until I died.
And I mean, from a player standpoint, when we got split up, like, Ryan was like, most of the game was me, Eric, and Ryan sitting in our cells while Meyer and James were off doing everything, and there was nothing we could do about it.
Yeah,
the only thing we could do, because really, we were playing two different games. The two of us were playing it practically, and they were playing it outrageously, and if we all just needed to get on the same page.
I think you had a good idea last time when you suggested setting it on a surface island as opposed to
like
a bunker,
underwater.
Because you know, then you could still say that the only way to escape is by ship, because
it's an island.
But that also gives them the option of, like, building a raft or
and, you know, you could more conceivably slip away.
It's like choosing those games with multiple endings, but it's always the same ending because there's only one linear route to it. It's like you only had one option for us to do things, and it's like, how are we supposed to really get the warden's keys and not kill him and find out about the watch without, like, it? There was a lot. There was too much to preventing us from actually getting it done.
Also didn't have to kill him. You could have just, like, tied him up and gagged him.
He was asleep.
We're criminals.
Oh no, they had.
We're
to
in
kill
a prison.
Him.
We had to kill him, or if we let him live, there's a chance that somebody would find him and be like, oh, wow, the prisoners escaped, and we know exactly which ones, and why they're dressed as guards.
They could have called more attention to the watch to make it more of a, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, well, also, like Ryan said, I think the prison response, like, the warden was killed, and the explosions went off, and everyone knew about that, but only, like, two guys went to investigate, like, the response from the prison should have been.
Shut up. I'll do what I want, baby.
No, well, like
and
I said, the response, I felt like had I responded practically, the game wouldn't have gone anywhere because I set it up to be.
It felt like a doomed to fail mission from the beginning.
Yeah.
That's pretty much why Mara and I went outrageous with it.
I play to have fun, and you play
to
be boring.
So I think one of the first changes I'm going to make is I'm going to make it.
I don't think you can see that.
I could see
a surface. You know, it's going to be like an island prison on the surface rather than a subterranean bunker.
I can't see.
I mean, don't get me wrong. I had a lot of fun playing it. I just felt bad that they were sitting there having to listen to us do really stupid shit all the time.
There were times when I had fun, but like. I brought this up a couple of times now. Hearing Meyer make a sandwich.
Like, I mean, like, I honestly was trying to do the things that Meyer's like, I'm making a sandwich.
Hey,
I mean, that's.
People like sandwiches. Who doesn't like a sandwich?
I was looking for the keys, trying to get into the thing. I'm going to make a sandwich. I'm like, all right, Meyer, go make a sandwich.
I'm role playing. My guy was hungry. I gave a sandwich.
All right, well, maybe I'll rewrite it and try this again at some point in the future.
And tell us how much you love sandwiches.
I love sandwiches.
I want the listeners to comment about their favorite sandwich and how they love that scene when I made a sandwich.
All right.
sandwiches.
Listeners, please don't encourage him.
Yeah. Encourage me, please.
I think don't encourage me.
Encourage. Right, everybody, goodbye.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. Goodbye.